This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey guys, we're here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. All you got to do is help yourself first by reaching out to us at right here in the studio. You can do that by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or the easiest way to reach us is to go to moneypit.com/ask and click on the blue microphone button. Whatever's on your to-do list, slide it right over to ours. We're here to educate, to inspire, to help you build some confidence. We're even kind of home improvement therapists if things aren't going so well. We understand. We've been there. So reach out to us with your questions. We are happy to help. Coming up on today's show, if you have ever thought of adding hardwood floors to your home, you might be surprised to know that some hardwoods are, well, actually not as hard as others. We're going to share some tips on how to choose the most durable hardwoods for your home.
And here's a question to ponder. How often do you wash your bathroom towels? Well, you may want to rethink this after you hear what researchers have found out about bacteria that grows in those towels. It's pretty gross. We're going to have some details coming up.
And we talk a lot in the show about remodeling projects to improve the comfort and value of your home. But a new survey says that 3 in 4 Americans are actually making improvements to their homes now to help them stand up to severe weather. We'll share what those improvements are.
And what projects are you guys working on? Whatever you are doing, reach out. Let us know what your project questions are. We're going to share some tips to help you get that project done right. Get it done once so you don't have to do it again, because nothing is, you know, less fun than doing that same project over and over again. Let's do it right, everybody.
So let's get to it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Building a new construction project. We've got Tina in Delaware. How can we help?
Hi, Leslie. I was actually calling in regards to a home that we purchased about a year ago. And then throughout that year, we've just been uncovering a lot of problems with the house. And I was more curious to know whether there is a lemon law, so to speak.
I'm not aware of a lemon law for new construction, but how long have you been in this house?
It was a year in November.
And did you have a new home warranty on it?
Yes. So they are coming back and fixing the issues.
Did you contact the warranty company or just the builder?
My husband's been dealing with just the builder.
So listen, a couple of things. This may or may not apply to you since it could possibly be too late. But if you buy a new home and it has a homeowner's warranty, notice to the builder does not constitute notice to the warranty company. So I would tell you right away to contact the warranty company. Let them know you've had problems, because there are some things that there's coverage for beyond the first year. Of course, you get the most coverage in the first year. Secondly, make sure you're doing everything in writing with both the builder and the warranty company so you have a record. I'm not aware of a lemon law situation, but if you've lost confidence in your builder and in the quality of the construction, what I might suggest you do is hire your own professional home inspector and have the building examined. So this way you know whether or not it has any serious problems or not. It, you know, sometimes what you look at and think of as serious, you know, like a nail pop or something like that, or doors don't close right, you know, could be typical with new construction, but an independent expert can assure you or alert you if there really is a problem. Those would be my suggestions, you know, beyond speaking with an attorney if it gets real serious. But I think, first of all, you got to figure out, you know, how deep you are in terms of issues with this house, and then take the most appropriate steps. And I think having it evaluated by an independent expert, you should go to the American Society of Home Inspectors website to find one, because those guys are the best. That's homeinspector.org, homeinspector.org. And then you'll find one in your area that can do a great job. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, heading over to Texas. We've got Mike on the line who's got a question about a garage. What's going on?
I've got a garage. I've been living here 40 years, and I've got a crack, about four cracks in my garage in the slab.
Okay.
And I've talked to different contractors, and they said, well, I have to have it chiseled out and just re-poured. I was wondering if there's any epoxy or anything I can lay, you know, put a top dressing cover over or anything.
Yeah, so what are you concerned about here? Are you concerned about, like, trip hazard? Is it, like, displaced from one side to the other, or is it really cosmetic? What's your concern?
It's just cosmetic. If I ever wanted to sell it, people would see the cracks in it, you know.
Well, first of all, you should understand that cracks in a garage floor are not structural. It's just a crack in the slab. It's most likely caused by shrinkage and settlement. It has no impact on the structural condition of the building. So you don't have to worry about seeing a crack in the floor and going, oh, I think the building is in bad shape. It's really not. It's, you know, think of it as a really durable rug, you know, across the dirt floor.
Right.
If you want to try to deal with it, two things. Quikcrete makes a number of crack fillers and sealers that you can basically use like a caulking gun and insert it into the crack. And they sometimes will tell you to widen the crack a little bit, especially if it's hairline. And then beyond that, you could recoat that floor once you get those cracks sealed, just to stop moisture. And Deich Coatings makes a product called Die Hard. It's a garage floor coating kit, super durable, very beautiful, and that will leave that floor looking absolutely fantastic. So that's what I would do. I would seal the cracks, and then I would coat that entire floor with the Deich Coatings garage floor product. It really works very well, and it's a super durable product, and I think the garage will look fantastic. DAICHCoatings.com.
I will look them up. Hey, I sure appreciate it. Y'all have a great show, and thank you so much for the help.
All right, now we've got Pat on the line who's got a leak at home. What's happening?
I have a wet spot up in the ceiling and the corner where the ceiling meets the wall. It's a new subdivision. I think it's about 4 years old. And I called a guy out, and he told me it was that wall backs onto the laundry, and he said it was the vent. It was wind-blown rain because we've had some really bad storms, and that there wasn't anything I could do about it but just fix it, cut out the sheetrock and that stuff, and fix what's there.
Yeah, that's going to happen again and again and again, right?
Yeah, I don't want to fix it every year.
Yeah, no, that was silly advice. Here's what you need to know. So first of all, it's a roofing repair. It depends on what type of vent you have on that roof of the dryer. You know, some types of vents are a little more susceptible to wind-driven rain, especially if they're low to the roof, where the rain kind of, you know, when the rain starts to go horizontal, it pushes up in there and then drips down. And, of course, the vent is not designed to be to contain water, so it's just going to leak at the lowest point, which seems to be right where you're seeing it. So you may have to change the type of roof vent that you have there so that it doesn't happen. You may need to have one that is taller, stands up off the roof, and it could even have a turn at the top, kind of like a candy cane turn at the top so it points down but lets that air exhaust. You don't want to have too many twists and turns because that blocks the flow of the lint getting out. But you may need a different size type of vent. And that presumes that this leak is not just simply caused by the flashing around the vent. And an easy way to tell that is to run a hose up there and flood water from the top of the roof down over where this vent is and see if you cause the leak to occur, unless it's visible. I mean, sometimes I can look at these things and see that the flashing wasn't installed right or it wasn't overlapped correctly with the shingles. But I would eliminate that as a possibility, and then we're left with wind-driven rain. If that's a constant problem, then you're going to need to basically put in a new type of vent that is not as susceptible to the wind driving the water into your house. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. If it's a flashing, can I just seal around there?
I don't like to tell you to seal it because that's a temporary fix. If it's flashing, the roof can be remade around that, and you should be able to seal it properly just with the roofing material. If you go up there and you put a bunch of tar around it, not only does it look terrible, but it's going to crack again and open up, and you'll be doing it again and again and again. We don't like the Groundhog Day types of repairs. We want you to do it once and be done with it. Shouldn't be leaking, and those are the two possibilities. So take a look, and good luck with that.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, if you're thinking about adding wood flooring to your home, choosing the right look is only part of the project. We're going to have tips on how you can pick the most durable type of wood flooring when the Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you guys are doing the job yourself or maybe you're hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how to get those jobs done right the first time on the Money Pit Podcast. You can join us on the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. All right. Philip in Arkansas is on the line, has some questions about smart switches. How can we help?
For about a month or so, I've been always kind of wanting to turn most of my single single pole light switches in my house into a smart switch. Well, such as, for example, my living room.
Right.
I've been trying to kind of think of, you know, how am I to do this? I'm an IT guy here thinking, you know, how can I, you know, turn an IT concept into electrical concepts? Well, I was doing some research and everything, and a lot of electricians were telling me, you need a ground wire, a neutral wire, and a load wire. Well, every single switch that I had been doing research and noticing out there all had four. I'm like, well, how am I to do this? Two loads, a ground and a neutral. How am I to do this? Well, turns out that there was only one brand out there that I noticed anyways. That's why I was kind of turning to you guys, because when I hear y'all podcasts and everything, I'm always hearing how y'all are finding ways around things. So let me turn to these guys, see if they have heard of anything else, because I'm looking at all these different brands, and they're all based off of four wires, two loads, a ground, and a neutral. My system doesn't have that. So that's why I was kind of hoping maybe y'all knew of something.
One brand that I would recommend that we have a lot of personal knowledge of is Lutron Caseta, Lutron, and Caseta, Caseta. If you just, you know, Google Lutron smart home products, this is a line of very sophisticated smartphone controls. So they've got the switches, they've got all the different lighting systems, you can have mixed types of light on this, you can have all sorts of things, and it also is programmed in with the sun. So in the winter, like, the lights come on outside earlier than they would in the summer and that kind of stuff. It's a really smart system and really well made. And the nice thing about Lutron is that they have a 24/7 call center that's staffed by technicians. So when you run into these types of questions, you can call them and they will have a solution for you. So I would recommend the Lutron by Caseta wireless smart home products very highly. I think you'll find your solution right there, and you won't have to deal with all of these opinions from all these electricians. You'll be able to do most of this yourself. These are the guys that invented the dimmer. Okay, that's how long this company's been around. They are the first inventors of the dimmers. You know when they used to be big round knobs on the wall? They invented it. So I would definitely take a look at the Lutron Caseta wireless system. I think you'll be satisfied with that. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you're thinking about adding hardwood floors to your home, you may be surprised to know that all hardwood floors are not the same. In fact, some can be more than twice as hard as others, and that also means that they're more durable. So here's how you can sort out those differences.
So first, the hardness of wood flooring is determined by what's known as the Janka rating, J-A-N-K-A. It's important to know this because the higher the Janka rating, the harder the floor will be, which means it's less likely to wear and to dent.
So, for example, red oak is probably the most common hardwood floor in most homes, and that has a Janka rating of 1290, which is pretty much the industry benchmark for comparing the relative hardness of different wood species. Now, with older homes, softer woods like southern yellow pine are common, and that has a Janka rating of 870, which is about a third less than today's standards.
Now, for the highest Janka ratings in flooring, the exotic solid hardwoods really top the scales. We're talking about hardwoods like Brazilian walnut, pecan, and chestnut with Janka ratings over 3,000, which make them more than twice as hard as red oak and among the most durable selections of hardwood floor available today.
Heading over to Maryland, we've got Jennifer on the line. What is happening at your money pit?
I have a house. I live in the city, probably built in the 1950s. And okay, the question that I have is that the plywood that is near the roof. I'm sorry, the plywood that is near the brick, it has a gap. My question to you is, can you fill that gap with foamatic installation?
When you say the plywood that's near the roof, are you talking about like the soffit, the overhang?
No, okay, you know what, not the soffit. I'm sorry, the plywood, it's like the siding. The siding, it's a flat roof house, okay? And then we have siding, and siding that actually is there, you know, it probably looked like it had some type of roofing caulk or something there to close up those gaps.
Right.
Can you use foam? Because, you know, you just don't want birds or something to slip in there and then they can get behind your walls.
So what's throwing me is that you generally don't have plywood siding in a 1950s house. Generally, you have clapboard or another type of wood siding.
Yeah, it is a wood siding. Yes, it is some type of wood siding.
Right. So basically, we're talking about how do we fill a gap in wood siding, and you want to do this in a way that you don't have any rodents or birds or whatever can get in and out of that space. probably the best thing to do is to fill it with steel wool, because that will stop anything else from going into it. Now, is this under the soffit, or is it going to be fully exposed to the weather? Because then we have to talk about how to kind of, like, you know, make sure it's somewhat watertight, too.
Well, we have a rubber roof on the house. The house has a rubber roof on it.
Right.
It's just at the siding, and it's a plain house. The plain house is flat, and you have the, you know, I guess it's some type of wood.
Right.
And we just want to make sure. It looked like before, because it looked like it was white. So it looked like it was either some type of roofing caulk.
Right.
Or some type of foam that was there to fill it.
How big is this gap? Like, we're talking about like a quarter inch or an inch?
Probably a quarter inch to a half an inch.
Oh, that's really tiny. Yeah. You could just caulk that. You may have to put it in like two layers, but you could caulk that. That shouldn't be a big deal. And, you know, you want to caulk it, and then you could paint right over it.
Can you use foam attic also?
What does that mean to you? What is foam attic? You mean spray foam insulation?
Yeah, the spray foam insulation.
You mean kind of in a can?
Yes.
All right, so you're talking about great stuff. And that's a expandable polyurethane insulation. Could you use that? Well, yes, but, all right? So you could use that, and you would let it expand, and then you'd let it harden. And then after it's hardened, then you can go back with, like, a utility knife and cut it flush with the siding. But at that point, you would have to prime it and paint it, because you can't leave it exposed to the weather, because the sun will basically deteriorate that foam really quickly. It's not designed to be, you know, weatherproof. So you could use it, but you would have to also prime it and paint it to protect it.
So you can use it, and maybe you can taper. Once you cut it, you could taper it off with some type of roofing caulk, like you were mentioning. And that way, that would be almost like a double ceiling.
If there's a big gap behind it, yeah, so you just want to use it to fill the space. Use it gently, okay? You're better off putting a couple of smaller applications of that stuff, because I'll tell you something about great stuff. If you just shoot a bunch of stuff into a hole like that, it expands. And I've seen it, you know, push siding boards off the house, or like swell the side framing of a window where the window won't open or close anymore. So use it carefully, all right?
Thank you all very much for answering my question. I enjoy your show as always. It's always a learning experience for all those DIY folks out there.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Happy to help you out. Good luck.
We've got Barb in Delaware on the line who's got a question about insulation. Tell us about it.
I have a home that was built in 1966. There was a time when you had the house insulated. It seems to be very good. My question is, do I need to have more insulation piped in?
Well, Barb, with a 1966 house, you definitely are going to be due for more insulation, because, frankly, the standards have changed over the years. And after all those years, I'm sure the existing insulation has settled and sagged and lost some of its buoyancy, which means it doesn't insulate very well. So the simple fix here is to add additional insulation to your attic. You would use unfaced fiberglass bats, probably 8 or 10 or 12 inches thick. You could lay them right on top of the existing floor or the existing insulation perpendicular to that, and that will restore a lot of insulation power to your house. That means you're going to be more comfortable, and your heating bills are going to go down.
Thanks so much for joining us here this hour on The Money Pit. Here's a question. How often do you wash your bathroom towels? Well, you may want to rethink this after you hear what researchers have found out about bacteria that grows in those towels. We're going to share those details, and they're pretty gross, when The Money Pit returns.
Wait.
Gross.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
As you guys look around your house, what's one project you want to get done? And what's stopping you from doing that? If it's because you don't know where to begin, you don't know what materials you need, you don't know if you can do it yourself or should hire a pro, reach out to us right now. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Yeah, we've got Matthew from Illinois on the line who's looking for some ideas on what projects are best for the house. How can we help?
I have a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath house. It's a ranch in a very desirable neighborhood for our area. And I'm wondering if we're trying to add some square footage, if it's a better value to do some underpinning and dig out a basement or to look at adding on a second story. what would be more cost effective and what is better to affect the value of the house?
That's a good question. I want to ask you about your neighborhood. Are most of the homes ranches or are there some two-story homes around you?
It's about 50-50.
So, I mean, my gut would tell me that putting a second floor on would probably be much more desirable to a home buyer. Having a basement is a nice to have. I don't think it's a have to have. And it certainly doesn't replace the value that you would get by having a second floor with additional bedrooms and bathrooms, because those are the things that really add to the value of your home. You know, you could very simply get in touch with a local real estate agent. Perhaps there are usually realtors in all these areas that are just looking to develop their book of business, whether it's for somebody that's going to sell now or sell in the future, and ask them that question. They may be able to look at the listings and say, well, look, here's a house similar size to you with a finished basement and, you know, what that was worth compared to a home that maybe had a crawl space in the second story. I mean, the data is out there if you want to investigate your local area. But my gut would say that a second story would bring more value to your house than just a first floor with a finished basement. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, I think a finished basement is great depending on the type of people that are in the area. Is it more families? Is it more younger people? It's also the size of the house. So you have to kind of consider who the prospective user of the home is if you're trying to sell down the road.
Well, it's definitely a family neighborhood. I know I'm one of the only homes in the neighborhood that doesn't have a basement, but I do have a three-car garage, so I get that extra storage space from that, and maybe some extra bedroom, bathroom space would be more desirable.
Matthew, I hope that helps you out. Good luck with the project, and let us know what you decide.
Well, here's a question to ponder, you guys. How often do you wash your bathroom towels? I mean, depending on how often it is, you might want to rethink that after you hear what researchers have learned about the amount of bacteria that grows in those towels. So here you go. A freshly washed towel, like just straight out of the dryer, already contains 190,000 counts of bacteria, but that increases to 17 million counts of bacteria after one day of use, and it soars to as high as 94 million counts of bacteria after a week. I feel like a week is like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days is where I let it go, and then I'm like, I gotta wash all these towels.
Well, not to let an alarming statistic go to waste, the folks at Showers to You surveyed 2,200 people to ask how often they wash their towels and found that many of them were using their towels for a lot longer before giving them a freshen up. In fact, 3% of those surveyed washed their bathroom towels once a year. Almost one in ten wash their bathroom towels twice a year, and a third wash their bathroom towels once every 3 months. Gross, gross, and even grosser.
That's disgusting. That towel is in your butt, and then it's on your face. Come on, people. This is terrible.
Thanks for the visual.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, I do.
You know, I always have like one towel for my hair and face and one towel for my body. And then like after 2 days, I'm like, I wash laundry. And if it gets to 3 days, 4 days, I'm like grossed out. So it's like, and the kids forget it. Like Henry will use a towel every single day. But Charlie, I think if I didn't like pry the towel off the bar, he'd use the same towel for his entire life. So who knows? I feel like there's, you know, reasoning to why these people do this. But get this. Men, sorry, Tom, and all the guys out there,
yep,
you guys seem to have the least hygienic habits. Men were 5 times more likely to clean their bathroom towels just once a year, gross, with 5% of males respondents admitting to giving them an annual wash compared to only 1% of women.
So what do you think is the right number of times to use a towel before you wash it? I'm thinking like 2 to 3.
2 to 3 showers, like 2 to 3 days.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm grossed out, but, you know, I'm like, shoot, I forgot. Or I'll just throw it in the hamper and take a fresh one.
Might be four if it's the last towel, like, on the rack. Everything else is in the wash, you know? But 2 to 3 is pretty normal.
Could you imagine once a year? Maybe they thought they were asking, like, oh, take out all your towels from the closet.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
them.
Must be a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
I think some folks out there just don't have the same appreciation for bacteria buildup as you and I like.
No more hugs. I'm not hugging anybody anymore. Now we've got Paula from Arkansas on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was looking for a sealer for my deck, but I also wanted it stained. I don't want it looking like the wood, the original wood. I think it's pine. And I'd like to have it something to match the trim of our home.
Okay.
I'd like a stain and a sealer all in one, if that's possible.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you don't have to buy these things separate because exterior stains are just that. They are sealers and stains in one. What you need to know about it, Paula, is that you're going to have different choices on the transparency or the translucentness of the stain itself. Because you can buy a clear stain, which is just that. It doesn't have any color. Or you can buy semi-transparent, which is sort of a medium amount. Or you can buy solid color, which is completely opaque, although the grain will show through. You won't have any differentiation in grade. Semi-transparent will give you some differentiation. So you want to buy a good quality exterior stain. I would recommend solid color because it lasts a lot longer. And in terms of which color you choose, there's lots of options. You can get, you know, a cedar. You can get a redwood. You can get sort of a nice sort of charcoal gray. All the major manufacturers have a good selection of colors with that product. Most importantly, you need to do a good job on the prep. You'll follow the manufacturer's instructions, but generally you're going to want to pressure wash the deck and wait a few days of sunny weather so it dries out really nicely, and then you can apply the solid color stain after that. Okay?
Okay, so this is a stain.
It's a stain. It's an exterior stain. Don't get confused by looking for two products, okay? It's one product, exterior deck stain. It seals and stains together, okay?
Okay, I was trying to confuse you, but I guess I can't.
Nope. Try harder. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit. Well, a new survey says that 3 in 4 Americans are making improvements to their homes to help homes stand up to severe weather. We're going to share what those improvements are next.
We live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
We'll be right back.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you got home improvement questions and you just don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you turn to us. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, a new study found that over the next 5 years, a third of Americans believe severe weather events will leave their homes without power more often. Now, the poll of 2,000 U.S. homeowners found 3 in 4 have made improvements to their homes to address severe weather concerns, with a majority making modifications proactively to prevent future damage to the home.
Yeah, and a homeowner stated that their top concerns as a result of severe weather are structural damage at 65%, power loss at 58%, and third in the running, kind of surprising, is the safety of their family and friends. I guess you know where you rank with a severe weather event. But this is not surprising, but sad. Over 1 in 4 said they don't feel confident their local power provider can keep the power going during severe weather events. That's becoming more and more common across the country, which is the reason more and more folks are investing in whole house generators so they don't have to rely totally on the power company, especially if you really, really can't be without power. It's real important to have a backup system, and whole house is definitely the way to go. Prices came down on those a while ago. Plus, they run on natural gas, so you don't have to worry about getting gasoline. Since natural gas covers so much of the country, it's pretty important update to make. I'm on my second one now. I've had it for over 20 years.
Jackie in Florida is on the line with a dishwasher question. Tell us what's going on.
Here's my thing. It's a Whirlpool dishwasher. It's only 4 years old. And all of a sudden, just one day, a few weeks ago, I noticed all the dishes just stopped drying. And so I did some looking up. I did some troubleshooting. It could be this. It could be that. And now they seem to be washing but just not drying. But now there's mold building up in it as well.
Yeah.
And I'd even notice that. Like, it's still hot. If I pull it right after the cycle's done, it's still, you could still feel the warmness of it. But
you got it. But you have to hand dry them, in other words.
Right.
Well, usually if the dishwasher is not drying, the problem is in the heating element. The fact that they're warm is probably just the hot water that you're using to wash it with, because dishwashers are hooked up to the hot water side. But the heating element is that the electric coil that's in the bottom of the dishwasher, and that may have failed. But you got a decision to make, because you just mentioned you have a 4-year-old dishwasher, and having somebody come out and diagnose it and repair it, it's probably going to cost you $200 or $250. So what you got to figure out is whether or not you want to risk that, or just go ahead and scrap it and go and order yourself a new one. When it gets to be middle age like that, it doesn't always make sense to repair it.
Right, and here's the thing. Like, even I've tried to even look up online to see if I could buy the heating element myself.
Yep.
And then replace it myself. But
well, you certainly can do that.
The part number doesn't come up. I can't find a matching part to it. And so then I talked to Whirlpool, and of course they want to send someone out. And
did you try Sears? Because I think Sears has Whirlpool parts, and they're really good about stocking a lot of parts and also taking them back if they don't fit.
Do I have to pull it out of the cabinet to get to the screw to unhook it, or does it pull right?
I wouldn't know without looking at it, and that's the other thing. You're going to be diving into something that you're unfamiliar with, and it might just be that, again, it just doesn't, doesn't work. So I'm sure that somebody out here has had that problem before and has a YouTube video waiting for you to look at.
There's a YouTube video for everything.
Yep,
right. Exactly. You can do everything on YouTube. No, and that's actually what I've looked into is YouTube as well. That's how I figured out how to fix anything and everything these days.
Good
is YouTube.
It's great.
But I didn't know if there was like a simple way. You know, I cleaned it well. I scrubbed everything down thinking maybe that was the problem. Because you know how dirty they get and clogged up. So I don't know.
Well, like I said, I don't think it's a clog situation, because if you told me your dishes weren't coming out clean, then we'd be having a different conversation. But it sounds like they're just not drying, and that's most likely going to be that coil.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I think you just made my final decision.
All right. Well, we're glad we could help you out. That's what we do. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Well, it's time to refresh your insulation. That's right. You're probably feeling chilly and you're wondering what can you do about it. Insulation is key, but there's lots of choices out there. We're going to help one listener tackle that project when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you. To make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of, so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
com for details.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, you guys, you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can also post your question online by going to one of our many social media feeds, and that's what Rob did.
All right, so Rob wrote in saying, I live in a 23-year-old ranch-style home with an 8-12 roof pitch. Now, the roof structure is made of ceiling joists and rafters rather than trusses and has blown-in insulation. The blown-in insulation has begun to settle some, so I'm considering upgrading to spray foam insulation. Is it better to have the foam installed between the ceiling joists or between the rafters?
That is a very, very good question, Rob. I did this project in my house, and I pondered the same, and I decided that the place that you normally would put spray foam insulation would be between and even over the roof rafters. because that's where the heat's going to rise to, and that's where you want to stop it, right? But the question is, what did I do with the existing insulation that was in the ceiling joists? Well, I left it, of course, because why get rid of it? Kind of had a doubly warm attic as a result of that. And after I got done installing the spray foam, they sprayed not only the ceiling rafters, but the end walls, and everything was really sealed up tight because you don't have to ventilate an attic anymore that's spray foam. Man, what a huge difference it made. When I go up my attic now, even in the cold of winter, it's the same temperature, really, as sort of the rest of the house. It just holds the heat. It doesn't leak any of the heat out. So heat that used to escape around, you know, around light fixtures or around, say, the attic hatchway, that sort of thing, it just doesn't get up there. And so it's really quite comfortable. So good choice.
All right, now we have Robert in Rhode Island who wrote in saying, I need to replace my water pressure regulator. He says, we were surprised when a plumber gave us a quote of $950. Is this something we can replace on our own?
Well, that's a crazy high price, Rob. The new regulator is about a $50 part. It's got threaded fittings, so there's no soldering required. And if you find one that's the same size and shape as the old one, it doesn't have to be soldered in place. So it's pretty easy. I would just make sure it's on the house side of the main water valve. And remember that once you remove it, all the water that's in the pipes in the house are going to drain, it's going to drain out. So unless there's a second main water valve somewhere to stop that, you have to expect that that's going to happen. If you can't do it yourself, you need to shop for another plumber. But I had a similar experience with a heating contractor that I, before this experience, actually thought was pretty good. But I needed a transformer, and I said, great, do you have one on the truck? They go, yeah. I said, well, how much is it? And the guy says, well, I got to call the shop. So he calls the shop, and they quoted him a price of $500 for this transformer. Well, a little bit of research found that the exact same transformer, not even like a different brand, I mean the same one, was $35 at Home Depot, which to me was I figured it out to be a 1,400 to 1,500% markup, which I think is kind of ridiculous. So guess what? They just lost a customer as a result of that kind of behavior. So I think that's what you got to do. You're the consumer. You have the power to decide who you're going to work with and who you're going to not work with. And if they're going to take advantage of you, especially with extraordinary pricing like that, and thankfully for me, it wasn't an emergency, but can you imagine if it's an emergency, how those kinds of prices, people don't even blink at them. They don't know any better, and they're really grossly overpaying. So I think if you've got somebody like that, you just got to find a different plumber. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I mean, that really is a lot of money. So it's like you always, you're right, you have to compare those estimates. You have to make sure they're comparing the same things, the same type of product, and then make sure you're getting the best deal with the right person to do the job.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for spending a bit of your day with us. We hope we've been helpful as you tackle projects around your house or come up with some ideas for things that you want to get done. You can always reach out to us any time of the day or night by going to moneypit.com/ask, clicking the blue microphone button, or simply picking up the phone and calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Duluth would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shops. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom.
Wisconsin Republican Representative Mike Gallagher says he's not going to run for a fifth term in Congress. He made the announcement today, and it comes just days after he refused to vote with fellow House Republicans to impeach Homeland Secretary Mayorkas. The GOP initiative to oust Mayorkas as punishment over the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border fell just one vote short in the House on Tuesday. Gallagher was one of four GOP holdouts, sparking talk in Wisconsin he could face a primary opponent. Senators working through the weekend on a $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies.
The vote was 64-19, with 14 Republicans joining Democrats to move the foreign aid package forward. GOP senators more closely aligned with Donald Trump, the party's presidential frontrunner, aren't putting a priority on stopping Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And even if the aid gets through the Senate with possible Sunday voting, the package still faces an uncertain future in the House.
That's Ben Thomas reporting. Meanwhile, Israel's military response in Gaza is not sitting well with President Biden.
Since the October 7th Hamas attack against Israel, the president has supported the Jewish state's right to retaliate. Here at home, he's requested additional U.S. aid for Israel. But the White House also has decried the number of civilian casualties in Gaza as Israeli forces target Hamas. And this week, Mr. Biden went a step further, calling that response in Gaza over the top. The president is facing a political backlash from Arab Americans who are demanding that he support a permanent ceasefire. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A series of winter storms that wreaked havoc in Southern California earlier this week and left 3 feet of snow in northern Arizona continues to move east into New Mexico. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Turning to overseas, Hungary's conservative president has resigned amid public outcry over a pardon she granted to a man convicted as an accomplice in a child sexual abuse case.
Not only has Katalin Novak resigned as president, but Judit Varga, another woman in Fidesz, a very high-ranking woman in Fidesz, who's the former justice minister, she also signed the same amnesty or clemency decision, and she was due to lead the Fidesz, the governing party's list in the European elections this June. So Fidesz have lost its two most prominent female politicians. Clearly this is an attempt at damage limitation by Prime Minister Viktor Orban, but it's nevertheless very embarrassing and a big blow for him and his government.
That's the BBC's Nick Thorpe reporting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Another fight among adults at a high school basketball game.
But this involved the wife and daughter of John Gotti Jr., the namesake son of New York mob boss John Gotti, 55-year-old Kimberly Gotti, and her 25-year-old daughter Gianna. They're accused of assaulting a woman after the lady had asked them to stop cursing at players. The woman says the pair punched her, pulled off her hat and wig, and additional people joined in the fracas. Jason Walker reporting.
Elon Musk's brain implant company Neuralink moved its legal corporate home from Delaware to Nevada after a Delaware judge struck down the $55 billion pay package as CEO of Tesla. The Delaware judge ruled 2 weeks ago Tesla's board was, in their words, too cozy with Musk and the size of the package was unfair. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to share our decades of knowledge helping you take on projects you want to get done around your house. So whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're a do-it-for-me kind of home improver, or if you're what we call a prosumer, you do lots of projects by yourself, you're almost a contractor, but you got a day job, right? So whatever class you find yourself in, if you've got a question about a project you're involved with, we would love to help. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's episode, is your family growing? Well, before you hear the pitter-patter of those little feet, it is smart to make sure home sweet home is as safe as it can be. We've got everything you need to know about baby-proofing your money pit coming up.
And if you enjoy a glass or two of wine during these long, chilly winter days, we're going to share a few simple solutions for any Merlot mishaps that may be happening along the way. I'm not speaking from experience. Things happen.
Is that like a Cabernet crisis? And also ahead, would you do anything to avoid shoveling snow again? Some people are kind of at that, especially those that are in the Midwest and the West. They've had so much snow. Well, we've got a serious solution for anyone who's had enough shoveling for one lifetime.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job and our mission to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence on projects that you want to get done.
But your job, yes, you do have a job, is to help yourself first by reaching out to us with those questions. Give us a call right now, 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or for the quickest response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it, Les. Who's first?
Wendy in Florida is on the line with a question about the structure of her home. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm restoring an old house. It's about 100 years old, and we've had to take up the kitchen floor, and we've taken, there's layers of plywood and whatnot, and in order to get through it and get the rot out and whatever, we've gone down to the beams underneath the floor. Now, the beams are 4x4, and they're on 28 inches on center. And so I'm wondering, this needs more support, and I'm wondering, can we put, instead of putting beams down in between the two so that parallel, can we put perpendicular ties across from those two and create boxes to support the floor?
Can you get underneath the existing floor, Joyce?
Well, it's called on above grade, and so there's not that much space. You can get under there. It's about to my thigh, to the ground.
Yeah, so here's the thing. You can't change the direction of the beams because they usually go front to back for a reason. Typically, there's a girder in the middle of the structure, the middle of the building somewhere. But if you want to support those beams because they're sagging a bit, what you could do is you could put beams perpendicular to those underneath them. But those of course, would have to be supported as well. So I think your options are to put additional beams in between this big wide 28-inch gap, or to put beams perpendicular underneath. But if you put them underneath and you still have this wide gap, the other problem you're going to have is supporting the plywood now, or whatever you're going to need for that. So in that case, you would have to put some perpendicular spacers in between the beams, but those are not, they don't have any structural value. All that's going to do is give you some additional surface to support whatever kind of floor you put on top of it. Does that make sense?
Okay, that answers my question.
All right, Wendy, good luck with that project.
David in Massachusetts has a question about mold. Tell us what you're seeing.
I have a problem. I have a driveway, which is about 6 years old. And in the summer, we get mold up on the shade area. Not too much, but enough. It covers about maybe 2 feet by 3 feet wide. Okay? I use bleach on it, try to kill the mold. But within a month, it's back again. I scrub it with soap and water, different type of detergent, and it still come back. I think it loved the water.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, listen, there's a very simple solution. There's a product called Spray and Forget. And when you apply Spray and Forget, it basically is a mildicide, and it will kill the mold, the mildew, the algae, the moss that's there, and even the lichen, if that's what's causing it. And it has sort of a residual effect to it, so it sticks around for a couple of months. And then you reapply it. So it's really easy to do. And as long as you keep doing that, you're never going to have a problem with that building up again. Problem with bleach is you're basically just taking it off one time, and then it starts from that moment forward, it starts to regrow. But if you use Spray and Forget, it'll have some mildicide that will stay back and stop it from reforming.
Now, can I purchase this Spray and Forget at, like, Home Depot or Lowe's?
You can find it. Yeah, you can find it at home centers. Go to sprayandforget.com. There's a store locator there, I believe, and you can find out where it's sold right near you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Irina in Oregon, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a house and it's located on a slope, so my backyard actually sloping towards my dining room.
Okay.
And recently we've had a big storm, and I noticed that there is a couple of inches of standing water in the crawl space.
Hmm.
So I talked to a couple of people, and then I did the research, and they basically have two options. One suggestion is to do a French pipe system outside of the house. Another thing is to have a French pipe inside of the house in the crawl space with a pump, and like seal the whole crawl space. And those two projects, they are in a different kind of budget price range. So I was wondering what you guys would recommend.
The problem that you're having is a drainage issue, and you have to figure out a way of intercepting that runoff before it gets to your crawl space. You definitely don't want to put this system in your crawl space. Those are very expensive systems, and what happens is you're still going to have a lot of water in and around that crawl space, which can make the structure unstable. So what you want to do is to put in a French drain that intercepts that water as it comes down the lawn and then runs around your house. The good news is that there's a new product out right now that makes that easier than ever, and it's simply called an Easy Drain. And basically, it's a French drain that's wrapped in an aggregate that's made out of foam pellets and then covered with a filter cloth. Before, you used to have to dig a hole, put in stone, put in a perforated pipe, put in more stone, put in more filter cloth, and then put in dirt. A lot of work. Now you just basically dig the hole, throw the Easy Drain pipe in it, cover it up with dirt, and you're good to go. So it's really cut the expense and the time it takes to get this fixed down to nothing. So I think you are going to need to put in a French drain in the backyard, and using the Easy Drain approach is the best way to go.
Oh, thank you. Is it okay if I put the soil, the existing soil, or do I heard that I need to purchase another type of soil because it's all like clay and everything when we dig out?
If you do have clay, you may want to use a clean filter around that pipe. That would just be a little more porous and help the water flow into it easier.
Okay.
Generally, I would say no. If you have clay, you don't want it to cake up.
So I think that's what you're
saying. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the product's called Easy Drain. It's made by NDS, and I think they sell it at the Home Depot. Just Google Easy Drain. You should find it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We are standing by to help you with all of your home improvement projects, whether they are big or small. And we love to lend a hand, so let us know how we can help. Coming up, does your home pass the safety check when it comes to the little ones? We're going to tell you what steps you need to take to baby-proof your home before the arrival of your new addition next on the Money Pit. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you got some home improvement questions and you just don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you turn to us. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Make sure you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Jesse in Nevada's on the line with a heating issue. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I have a two-story house and my furnace upstairs. So when I turn on the heater on, and I set my temperature to 68 degrees, all the three bedrooms is too hot. And so I kind of set the temperature to 65, and downstairs it's too cold. And it seems like it's not circulating, you know, the heat's not circulating downstairs. And, and I called the heater company, and the guy that came told me that there's nothing that he can do about it, and that's why I called.
So what kind of heat do you have? Is it forced air or hot water?
It's forced air.
And have you checked the airflow at all of the registers to make sure you're getting a good flow of air at all of those spaces, Jesse?
No, sir, I did not.
First of all, it's always warmer upstairs, right? It's going to be warmer in the winter and also warmer in the summer.
Yes.
So what you need to do is a couple of things. First of all, you want to make sure you have good airflow at all of the rooms. So you check the registers. The easy way to do this is to take a paper towel and hold it in front of the register when the heat's on to make sure it's, you know, blowing pretty good. Equally important is you need return ducts. You need that air from the registers to get to the return ducts. So you want to check the return ducts. You can do it the same way. Hold the paper towel against it. It should suck flat against that return duct, like just hold itself right there in midair. If you don't have a good airflow, there are, in some cases, you can adjust the airflow on heating systems. Some duct systems have dampers built into them where they can be adjusted. If it's not a matter of adjusting and you still have good airflow, then there's some imbalance in the design, and that's when it comes to figuring out how to deal with that. Can you add additional duct lines to provide additional heat? Or maybe should you consider supplemental heat? Should you consider perhaps an electric resistance strip heater in a room, or a wall, a through the wall heat pump in the room, or something of that nature? So you really need to kind of break it down to making sure that the heating system is doing what it's designed to do. And then beyond that, try to figure out how to accommodate it, the areas that are still uncomfortable.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
Well, when it comes to protecting kids, nothing short of a rubber room can be totally child safe. But with some common sense, you'll be able to remove some of the most worrisome hazards.
Well, first, let's talk about windows. Now, they may look completely harmless, but if your window blinds still have cords, know that they are one of the most dangerous items in your house for babies and young kids. You've got to shorten all those long cords and tie them up and away from the reach of the little hands.
Yeah, and let's also talk about window screens. They're not the very heavy-duty screens that we all grew up with. You know, they were kind of like metal screens, and, you know, you could throw a basketball against them, and no harm would happen, right? But now they're like fiberglass, they're soft, they're floppy, and if a kid pushes on one from the inside, they're going to come tumbling right out. So you really need to be careful with this and make sure that your windows have window guards, as the kids are of that very inquiring age where they like to sort of try everything, including climbing up on windows.
Now, another concern that we have is about the furniture tipping over, because kids are climbers, so think about shelving. Things like that look super attractive to the little guys. So you want to make sure that your bookcases, a large TV stand, anything that basically seems like something you can climb on furniture-wise, is anchored to the wall. Also, here's something you wouldn't usually think of as a tipping hazard, but it's your oven. That's why new ovens include a bracket to prevent this. It slips around the rear leg and then holds that oven to the floor. But I can remember as little guys, the boys would pull out the warming drawer and, like, sit in it. So it's like you got to make sure they're not sitting on the door. They're not, like, because it's so easy for it to tip over.
Now, having really clean sliding glass doors can also be troublesome. Kids often forget the door is there. They'll walk into it, or worse yet, they'll run into it. And if there's a breakage, it can have some serious injuries associated with it. So one good way to deal with that is just to apply some decorative decals at the child's eye level as a constant reminder of those closed doors.
And finally, you want to check your stairs and your railings. Now, the railings need to be at least 36 inches tall and have no more than 4-inch spaces between any of the spindles. And at the same time, you want to make sure handrails are in place for all of the stairs. And then go ahead and make sure those handrails have a closed end. Handrails that don't wrap around to the wall, I mean, think about it. How many times have you caught, like, your sleeve or part of your sweater on, like, a door handle? So if you've just got this banister that ends to nowhere, you're going to get stuck on it. So make sure that it kind of curves back around to the wall so you just don't get tripped up on the steps.
Good point. If you'd like more safety tips to keep your kids safe, head on over to MoneyPit.com and just search child safety.
Sherry and George is on the line with a question about cleaning bathroom tile. What's going on?
I bought a condo, and the bathroom tiles are really, really pretty, but they're old, and they have lost their luster. And I think it's I was looking for a solution that didn't involve demolition.
Well, that sounds like a possibility. Let's see what we can do to help you. So you see the tiles have lost their luster. Is it really the grout or is it the tiles themselves?
Oh, no, it's the tiles. They have absolutely, like, no shine to them whatsoever. They're very, very matte, and it should have that luster like the subway tiles.
Well, maybe. No, not necessarily. I mean, there's a lot of tiles that have matte finishes, right, Leslie?
There are tiles that have matte finishes that tend to get the dirt stuck to them a little bit more easily because the gloss is there really to protect that tile. And sometimes tiles that are purposely meant to have a matte finish will have a coating on them that will help keep the dirt away. So it's really the goal here is, do we want to clean the tile that you have? Do we want to change the tile? What's your goal?
In a perfect world, I would like to clean it and it stay clean and shiny. I would rather end up with a shiny.
See, I don't think she's going to be able to bring it back to shiny if it's a matte finish. It may not have been ever designed
for
that.
Well, it might never have been shiny to begin with. And cleaning a matte finish tile, it's a different approach than cleaning a glossy finish tile because you can use different things on one than on the other because the matte is more porous and you don't want to put something on it that's more aggressive in its cleaning style that you could use on something with a gloss finish. You know, I think the issue with the unglazed tile is because the glaze isn't on it, everything just sticks to it. The dirt sticks to it. The mold and mildew sticks to it. So cleaning it, you can't just pick up a commercial cleanser. It just might be too rough for the unglazed porcelain. So generally what we would recommend is using more natural ingredients. You can use vinegar and dish detergent and water. Simple mix of that. I would use about a cup of vinegar, white vinegar, don't use anything else, like a teaspoon of the dish detergent and a gallon of warm water. And like mix it around. It's not going to hurt your hands, so you don't have to worry about gloves. And then what you would do is you can scrub the dry tile. Start with the dry tile with like a stiff bristle brush, not a metal bristle, but like a plastic bristle brush. One meant for cleaning surfaces. And that will just sort of loosen up whatever dried adhesive, dirt, mildew, whatever's on there, whatever dirt has adhered to that surface. And then once you've sort of, loosened it up with that stiff bristle brush, then take a wet rag, like dip a rag into that vinegar solution, and then clean the tile with that. And you should see that the vinegar will start to dissolve whatever mold or salts or product, whatever is on there, and the dish detergent just helps to loosen that up. And just do it, keep cleaning out your rag, going back into the solution, and then once you're kind of satisfied with the cleanliness of it, then rinse everything with clear water. And now that should do the trick. Now, I don't think you can put anything on it to give it a glazed surface because that glaze is done in the baking process of the tiles.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good plan, actually. I'll give that a try. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you. Bye.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on this chilly winter's weekend. We know there's lots of projects you can be tackling, and perhaps one of them is dealing with an event from a social gathering at your home, or maybe just a Saturday night at your home. Who knows? No judgment here. But if you've ever spilled red wine on a white carpet, you are going to appreciate an easy solution to make that stain disappear. We're going to share that next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
I'm tackling a big project right now, Leslie, at a house right near where we live. And I'm helping to redo the kitchen cabinets. And we have like 1960-ish kitchen cabinets, which are these sort of solid birch cabinets. And I was really surprised as we got into it because, you know, today how cabinets are like, they're either 36 inches wide or 24, or sometimes they're 12.
and you basically choose different sizes and you assemble them together to get the full length. Well, back in the 60s, it was one cabinet. Like, there's one that's like 7 feet long, and there's one that's like 9 feet long. And it looks just like you would expect cabinets to look from the outside, but the boxes are just so solid. So instead of tearing it all out, we decided we were going to keep it and paint the cabinets, and it's really coming out good.
I love that. I really do love that idea of repurposing and keeping those things and really having them just look wonderful. Tim in Minnesota's on the line and has a question about LED lights. What can we do for you?
I just replaced my LED lights in my basement, which I have recessed cans.
Okay.
From time to time, I get, not all the time, so that either you dim them a little bit and they start fluctuating, they're going up.
Right.
Didn't change the dimmer if the dimmer was, I don't know if it was equivalent for LED lights, but.
Yeah, there is. Lutron is the company that actually invented the dimmer way back in the 60s, and they have a product called the CL dimmer. It's designed specifically for dimmable LEDs and halogens and incandescent. And I've got these in my house, and I like them for this reason. There's a range on these dimmers that you can set. So you can set like the minimum power and the maximum power. And that's important because what happens is if you go down too far, depending on the LED, it will flicker and sort of go out. So you can bring it down and like identify like the bottom in terms of the lowest setting. And then of course you can bring it up to the top and you can set that range so that you don't have to worry about that flickering happening. Once you kind of set it, it's done. And you can also put a mixed lighting load on it. So if you had a situation where you had some LEDs and also some incandescents and CFLs all on the same dimmer, you know, by having that ability to adjust the range, you can make sure that they all go down as low as they can, but they don't go down too far where they start to flicker. That said, the LED bulbs themselves have to be listed as dimmable. Some are and some are not. The ones that are dimmable actually obviously work a lot better.
I know those are dimmable because I knew to ask for that.
So then you just need the right kind of dimmer. So you're looking for a Diva CL dimmer by Lutron. You can find them at the Home Depot. They're not very expensive, you know, 20, 25 bucks, something like that.
So does anything with I also have another issue with the same thing that I can go turn them on and off and I get shocked by the screw for the plate.
That's a different issue. Yeah, that's a big issue. That sounds to me like you might have driven the screw somewhere and nicked the wire. I would have an electrician fix that for you. That's definitely a problem.
I didn't have an issue when I had incandescents, though. Is it because of the house?
Nah, I don't think it has to do with the bulbs. Nah, wouldn't believe it. I would get an electrician on that. That sounds dangerous. All right, hey, listen, thanks so much for calling us at 888 MoneyPit. Good luck with that project, and don't do it yourself. Get a pro to help. Bye.
Well, if you've ever suffered a spill, getting that spill cleaned up quickly is the best way to make sure it doesn't set. And this is especially true of red wine stains, which will oxidize the longer they sit. So here are a couple of ways to make those stains disappear. First of all, on clothing, if it's washable, you want to flush immediately under a cold faucet and then dab with dish soap or laundry detergent and then flush again and again and again until the stain is gone. Now, for dry clean only items, you want to blot as best you can with paper towels or a dish towel and then get that item to the dry cleaner ASAP. Now, if it happens to spill on your carpet or on some upholstery, this is an issue here. So you got to act quick. So if it's the carpet, you want to soak up what you can with the super quick blotting of a cloth. Don't rub, blot, sort of stomp on it and get that liquid to sort of draw into that towel. Then grab table salt in a pour spout container and just mound it on top of that stain. The salt is going to pull the wine up and out of the carpet fiber, and you'll be able to tell when the salt is no longer absorbing wine, at which point you can use a vacuum or a dustpan to just kind of sweep it all up. Now, if the spill happened on the sofa, do your best blotting with paper towels or a cloth. Skip the salt, but definitely use a fabric cleaner.
Now, with all of these tips, whatever you do, don't rub. You might be tempted to furiously rub at the stain, but that's basically the worst thing you can do because rubbing sort of pushes that stain further into the fibers is not ideal considering that your goal is to extract the stain. So don't rub it in, literally.
Ming in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a closet door that life's supposed to come on when I open the door. I have to jiggle that little button and play with it for a while before I can get the light to come on. And sometimes it arcs.
So you're turning this light switch on and you're getting an arc? That's really dangerous. that is an immediate fire hazard. So you need to have an electrician fix that right away. See, these switches can basically deteriorate internally. And if they're sparking like that, that's a big problem. Consider yourself lucky, but that should not be happening, and it has to be immediately replaced.
Okay.
All right?
I should not use that door.
You should get that switch fixed. It should not be doing that. All right? That's your first thing, your first to do.
Okay.
Let's prevent a home fire, shall we?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here to us at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, are you sick of shoveling out your driveway after every storm? Well, a long-term solution for anybody serious about hanging up that shovel for good, we are going to share with you after this.
You live in a money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, whether you are doing your projects yourself, or you're hiring a pro, we do love sharing our lifetime of knowledge and how you can get your job done right the first time on the Money Pit Podcast. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Manny from Rhode Island is on the line. He's got a question about the water lines. What's going on?
Every few months, I get a mailing letting me know that I'm responsible for the water line from the street to my home should it break. And what they're offering me is basically an insurance policy that would cover, one policy would cover up to $10,000 for repair work, and they get the companies to do the work. And then a more advanced policy would cover up to $15,000. I wanted to get your take on what you thought about this insurance policy and the probabilities of having this kind of a problem.
Geez, Manny, I can relate. You know, Tom, I feel like I get these all the time. It's the water line. It's the sewer line. It's the main. It's the gas line. Everything from your house to the street you are responsible for. I mean, I feel like they're more scare tactics because I kind of just recycle them.
Yeah, I think for the most part they are. First of all, just to be really clear, these are not insurance policies because they're not regulated by the insurance laws of the state. What they are service contracts. It's the same kind of a service contract you might get on an appliance.
Right. Well, I have service contracts for the heating system in the house. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Legitimate.
The whole heating system. That is legitimate, right.
Exactly.
But for a service contract for the pipe that brings the water into your house, let me say this. If I had a really old house and I had a really old main water pipe that was made out of steel, which should have been replaced 30 years ago, I might get a service contract on that pipe. But for the most part, if you've got, a plastic water entry line like most people do, I would not buy these things at all. The chances of this being a problem are really, really small. And if it happens, it happens. But I just don't think it's worth the money to insure against this. I mean, and here's another good example. You know, my mom has a house in Florida, and they love to sell her service contracts for subterranean termites. First of all, her house is made of concrete, but let's not let the facts get in the way.
It's true.
And they want to sell her a service contract for termites that live in the ground. By the way, the drywood termites that fly around, those are not covered. It's only the ground ones. They would have to have suitcases and come down to Florida like with the rest of the folks from the north that move in during the winter, right? I mean, a lot of these are just, like you say, Leslie, they try to scare you into getting into your pocketbook or getting into your wallet to buy these things. Yes, you're technically responsible for the pipe from the meter into the house, but what's the chances of that breaking? Pretty small.
Well, if you swore you would do anything to avoid shoveling out your driveway again, here's the real test, guys. Are you willing to invest in a heated driveway? They're not cheap, but they do handle the job while you stay warm inside.
Yeah, and here's how they work. First of all, it starts with a boiler, just like a heating system boiler, but specially designed for the driveway. But it doesn't push water. It pushes antifreeze through pipes that run underneath the driveway surface. This keeps it warm enough so the snow never even collects in the first place.
Now, unfortunately, the system isn't something that can be retrofitted, and it can't work with your existing pipes either. So the upfront costs include a brand new driveway, since your current one is going to need to be dug up to do this.
Yeah, it's a pretty expensive thing to install. So to start, compare the price to the cost of long-term snow removal. It might be more cost-effective just to hire a plow to haul away snow every winter, but if you live in a snowy area or if a luxury upgrade is what you're after, a heated driveway is one your neighbors will notice and their prospective buyers will not forget.
Bonnie in Maryland's on the line is having an issue at her home. What's going on?
My husband has rental property, and one of the tenants decided to destroy the property on the way out and poured wet cement into the drains. And so I just want to know what can be done and the cost of it and things like that in terms of the repairs, because maybe it's just not even worth trying to find another tenant after doing a bunch of work that costs a bunch of money.
Wow, that's awful. Boy, what a jerk to do something like that. It's just terrible. You know, it seems to me, though, that that's a crime. I mean, that's basically vandalism. And as such, not only can you first, of course, press criminal charges, but secondly, it seems like that should be something that's covered by your homeowner's insurance. Have you tried speaking with your insurance company about this?
You know, it was just something that my husband had, talked to me about. It's not really anything that is really my business. I'm not sure.
Well, you should call your insurance agent and you should talk with them about that, because this is not, we're not talking about wear and tear, you got to paint the walls because you have somebody living there. This is damage. This is like somebody, this is like having an arsonist burn your house down. You know, those kinds of crimes are covered by the insurance. That's one of the reasons you have insurance. So, we pay so much money for that. So I would definitely make that claim. Now, in terms of how much work this is to fix, I mean, I guess it kind of depends. I'm guessing since you're in Maryland, is this house, the bathroom's on the first floor, second floor? What's underneath the plumbing? Does it go into a slab?
It's a trailer.
Okay.
It's a trailer.
So then you have full access above and below. So you're probably gonna have to just cut out those pipes. It's all gonna sort of hang down the bottom of the pipe. So you're just gonna have to find out where it ends and cut it out. But again, I would not hesitate to file a criminal complaint and also to file a claim with my insurance company, or at least speak to my agent about that part.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to help Ronnie figure out some alternatives to that big, messy project of removing a popcorn ceiling. I get it. You want to get rid of it, but you don't want to deal with the mess. So stick around and we'll help you out.
You live in a Money Pit.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For details.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys planning to do in the months ahead? Spring is going to be here in a couple of months. And come summer, you got some projects you want to do, maybe spruce up the outside of your house. Let's talk about it. Reach out to us right now by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Ronnie reached out to Team Money Pit about a popcorn ceiling. Now she says, I heard in a previous podcast recently that there is a lightweight snap together wood look ceiling covering that can be used instead of removing a popcorn spray. I can't remember the name or where it's sold.
Yeah, you know, I mean, removing popcorn, we've got a guide on how to do that online, but bottom line is it's a messy, very time consuming job, but it's not the only way to get rid of that look. In fact, Armstrong Ceilings makes a ceiling option product called Easy Up, and it includes both sort of the wood look planks as well as panels, and it installs directly over the popcorn ceiling. It uses a track and clip system, Ronnie. So basically you install the tracks and the clips, and then you sort of snap the panels in place. It's really quite attractive. I'm not quite sure how expensive it is, but if you want to avoid the big mess of getting rid of all that popcorn, and then, of course, you got to prime it again. Even after you do all that, it still doesn't look quite the same as it did. Check out the Easy Up system from Armstrong Ceilings.
Yeah, Ronnie, it really can make a huge difference, so definitely check it out.
Well, spring might still be weeks away, but don't let these dreary days of winter drag you down. A few dollar-wise home improvement projects can spruce up your home and your spirits. Leslie has some tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, you going to let the sun shine through a little bit early?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it might sound obvious, but the first thing you can do is just turn on some lights. I mean, come on, guys. This is a good time to add a lamp or some sconces, or at least increase the brightness of the bulbs in the fixtures you already have in your home, or just, you know, ask your device to make the light brighter. I'm sure everybody's got everything automated. I don't even want to risk saying it for all the lights in the studio going off. You know what I'm talking about. Some other things you can do is plant an indoor garden. It's really nice to have colorful flowers or something edible that reminds you of the spring season. And then hopefully if everything lives and does well, you just transfer it outdoors when that warm weather returns. You can also spruce up your front door. The door is a great welcome for you when you've been out in the dreariness. So if you're not going to paint or get a new door, just polish the hardware. Just add some brightness to the front entry. I mean, you can also just get an inexpensive doormat. I love changing out the doormats every season. I mean, first of all, they just get cruddy looking in a short amount of time. So it's like I go over to any of those sort of like home decor superstores and pick up like a cute one with a cheeky saying or, you know, something fun and silly that makes me feel happy coming to the front door on a yucky day outside. I mean, there's so much you can do. It's a great time to add any sort of fancy finial. Take advantage of sales, you know, after the holidays, even after like a winter holiday, like a Valentine's Day or an Easter. There's all these beautiful turned finials that are painted and festive and feel very of the season, and you can put that in a planter out front. Just kind of ways to add color. I always boost up my arsenal of like porch decor, like as the sales happen throughout the year. So I always have something seasonal, whether it's a new wreath or a new finial or a new garland or something, just to dress up the house so you feel better. It's not hard, guys. Let's just try to get rid of the winter downies.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the podcast, high efficiency washers are on the rise, and Energy Star certified clothes dryers can cut energy by an impressive 25%. But are these more efficient and, I might add, more expensive washers and dryers a smart buy? We'll have some answers on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says he will not run for a fifth term in Congress. A veteran lawmaker has been chairing a House Select Committee investigating the Chinese government's threat to the U.S. Gallagher says he wants to devote more time to his family. In a nationwide move, GOP lawmakers are going after DEI measures.
Diversity initiatives would be defunded or outright banned from universities and other public institutions under a wide range of bills pending in Republican-led legislatures. Conservative lawmakers have proposed some 50 bills in 20 states this year that would restrict or require public disclosure of DEI initiatives. Legislation would limit DEI in K-12 schools, state government, and pension investments. Jason Walker reporting.
For the second year in a row, President Biden skipping an interview on Super Bowl Sunday.
In recent years, American presidents have been interviewed by the TV network broadcasting the big game. The pregame interview provides a large audience, and it has become a tradition. But President Biden declined an interview with CBS News this weekend. He skipped last year, too, opting not to sit with Fox News. Joe Biden is not the first president to say no to a Super Bowl interview. In 2018, Donald Trump decided against an interview with NBC News. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel's neighbor and key mediators are warning of disaster and repercussions if its military launches a ground invasion in Gaza's southern city of Rafah. Israel says remaining Hamas strongholds are located there, along with over half the besieged territory's population. And a former New Jersey TV news reporter and Republican announced that he will challenge Democrat Senator Bob Menendez in November. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Indonesia is preparing for national elections this coming Wednesday. Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto is the frontrunner.
Now on his third attempt at the presidency, Prabowo, the former general and son-in-law of military strongman Suharto, has refashioned his image as a moderate, avuncular figure and formed an alliance with President Widodo, who remains very popular even after 10 years in power. Prabowo has been consistently ahead of his two rivals in the polls and is aiming to win more than half the votes to avoid a runoff contest with the second-placed candidate. His involvement in past human rights abuses has cast a shadow over his campaign, but is largely ignored by younger voters who make up nearly half of the electorate.
The BBC's Jonathan Head says in the mostly Muslim-majority nation, Christians make up 14% of the parliament in the world's third-largest democracy. More at townhall.com. There's a new hurricane category.
A handful of super powerful tropical cyclones in the last decade has a couple of experts proposing a new category for whopper hurricanes, Category 6. Two climate scientists suggest that the traditional five-category scale developed more than 50 years ago may not do enough to show the true power of the most potent storms. They propose a sixth category of storms with winds that exceed 192 miles per hour. But several experts don't think another category is necessary. They point out that it's water, not wind speed, that is the deadliest element of hurricanes. John Scott reporting.
A new Harvard University study found half of U.S. renters are paying nearly a third of their income on rent. Monthly rents outpaced income across the U.S. and is forcing many to make tough decisions between everyday necessities and a roof over their heads. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. I come to you from Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. And once again, this is at the... It's where the big story in New York is also the big story in Texas, is also the big story in Washington, the big story in Arizona, and I'm sure California, if they had some clear-thinking politicians, and that is immigration, the breakdown of our border and the ripple effects through it, and how other people say, wait a second, I'm somebody who's working class. I'm seeing so much of my paycheck going out the door. I see, I know we have homeless and veterans that could need some funding. Why are we letting everybody in, doing their laundry, converting hotels? Why is mayors begging governors for millions of dollars like happening here in New York? I'm going to discuss that with Mark Thiessen as well as Sean Alexander. I'll discuss with him and have some fun. The Seattle Seahawks all-time leading rusher and outstanding running back at the University of Michigan. He's out in Las Vegas. He's going to give us an idea of what's going to happen at the Super Bowl, which we'll all be watching over the weekend, or at least in front of a television while we talk about other things. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I'm trying to imagine what it would be like if the Supreme Court said, we're removing the front-running Republican candidate from the ballot. And I think it would be very, very disruptive in this country.
Thank you, David Axelrod, for talking sense. Trump trials begin right now, and Joe's own document drama starts today or tomorrow or sometime this week. Robert Hur is going to be done with his investigation. We're going to look at the challenges outside the campaign trail for both front runners.
Number two.
He said that nobody in the military told him he could have left a smaller number of troops in Afghanistan. And then he was contradicted by his own military saying no, he was briefed about that. This is what happens when a president cannot recall his briefings. It's true. Deadly serious.
The true Ari, also he could be lying. 2024, gaffes piling up for Joe Biden. The more we see him, the more I feel America and Democrats are getting closer to panic mode as minorities now are running for the hills from the party and the president.
Number one.
Well, they all were. Joe Biden, the mayor, the governor, they all felt that open borders gave them new constituencies. And they called anybody racist or xenophobic who wanted a secure border. So they've got a problem. They can't square the circle.
Yep. Down goes the border bill. Plan B is now just emergency funding for Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel. What does it mean for the border crisis? And will there be around
2 on impeaching Mayorkas. We're going to examine. Let's bring in Mark Thiessen, because we need to get smarter, and that's what we do. We read the Washington Post when he writes a column. We also know chief speechwriter for Bush, contributor here at this channel, and a fellow at AEI. Mark, welcome back.
Good to be back with you, Brian.
Mark, real quick, your thoughts on today's Supreme Court hearing on whether the president should stay on the ballot or not, or whether he's guilty as an insurrectionist.
Well, it's a matter of law and a matter of politics, right? So states and state courts can't decide who's an insurrectionist. There's no due process, right? The finding has to be made either by a court in a criminal trial or by Congress through impeachment. Well, guess what? Donald Trump was acquitted in his impeachment trial, and he hasn't been even charged with insurrection. Actually, the January 6th committee recommended that he be charged with inciting insurrection, and Jack Smith didn't include that charge. It's a law in the books, 18 U.S. Code 2383, which makes it a federal crime to incite, assist, or participate in a rebellion or an insurrection against the federal government. And he's not charged with that. So how can a state court decide that Donald Trump would participate in an insurrection against the federal government over which it has no jurisdiction? It's ridiculous. So if this thing is going to be thrown away, I would be shocked if the justices upheld this decision. But then there's the politics of it, which is the Democrats keep telling us that they're trying to save democracy, but we have to burn it down in order to save it. It's basically what their message is. You know, to deny the American people the right to vote for the candidate of their choice. We have to, you know, they're suing, right? And it's not just Trump, by the way. They're suing to keep no labels off of the ballot in states across the country because they don't want to have a third party challenge.
Great
point. So it's who's the party that's the enemy of democracy?
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm going to add to that, Mark. I talked to RFK's people, and they are getting unbelievable pushback from the Democratic Party. Nothing from Republicans.
Yeah. No, 100%. Because the Democrats know that if the American people are given a free choice, they have so screwed things up. And to segue to your other topic, which that I know we're going to discuss, which is the border, they are the authors of their own disaster, right? Because they watched the Democratic Party, Joe Biden and the rest of the Democratic Party watched in 2016 as Donald Trump rode the issue of illegal immigration to the White House. And so they decided, as soon as they got back into power, what did they do? They unleashed the worst border crisis in the history of the country, which is now powering Donald Trump back into the Oval Office. It's like, are you stupid?
Great. Mark,
obviously,
you're used to hosting your own show because those are two great topics. But I want David Axelrod to make you feel better. About the Democratic Party, or at least sober minds on the other side. Cut 20.
And I think it would be very, very disruptive in this country. I think it will create a huge reaction, and that worries me. It worries me partly because of Donald Trump. There's so much cynicism about our institutions already, and the strength of our democracy are these institutions. You can argue that, well, that's why you have to go the way the Colorado court suggests, but I think in the minds of many voters this would be a subversion, and it would draw a very strong reaction.
He's trying to be nice. He's saying, what are you thinking?
And by the way, his president secured the border, and his president deported 3 million illegal immigrants, to stay on the topic I switched to because I'm hosting your show. But no, he's 100% right. Look, why is Donald Trump – let's say you believe that Donald Trump wanted to hold on to the White House. Let's say you believe all the – you know, that he's unfit for office, that he'd do things in office if he could that would be detrimental to the country. What protects against that? Our institutions, right? So if you think January 6th was an insurrection, what stopped the insurrection? Our institutions.
Yep.
Everybody did their jobs. The vice president did his job. The House did its job and certified the election. The states, all the judges, including Trump-appointed judges, rejected his cases and did their job. All the state legislatures did their jobs. Everybody did their jobs. The institutions held, right? And so the Democrats' response to Trump is, let's tear down the institutions. And it's not just about this. It's like if Democrats win in November, Joe Biden is elected, and Republicans don't take back the Senate, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin won't be there anymore. They're going to get rid of the filibuster. They're going to pack the courts. They're going to make Puerto Rico and D.C. state so they can get four new guaranteed Democratic senators. They are a party that is determined to tear down the institutions that hold everything together. I care more about saving the institutions than I do about stopping Donald Trump. And if you're a liberal Democrat or a conservative Republican, you should feel the same way.
So your view on what Senator Sinema, Senator Murphy, and Senator Lankford put out, this immigration bill, which just went down with 41 Republicans voting against it?
I wrote a column in the Washington Post about it and basically saying it's a bad bill. Here's the argument for it. Here's the argument against it. Argument for it, it's the best you're going to get. It's a compromise. But you know what? We're never going to pass H.R. 2 because let's say Donald Trump gets elected and we keep the House. We're not going to get a 60-vote filibuster-proof Senate. And so that bill is never going to pass. And so Democrats right now want to compromise because they want to help Joe Biden and because they want to Ukraine aid. They'll have no incentive to cooperate now. So whatever you get under Trump would be worse. So that's the argument for it. So take the deal. It's the best deal you're going to get. Here's why that's wrong. It's worse than nothing because it would actually restrict the power of the next president to secure the border. Because right now, the president has blanket authority to decide who can come into the country and who cannot. The Supreme Court upheld that in Trump versus Hawaii when several states sued him over the so-called Muslim ban. And they said that that the only restriction on the president's power is a declaration that it's detrimental, allowing certain people into the country is detrimental to the interests of the United States. That's it. So he can shut down, the president can shut down the border tomorrow with an executive order. This law, in an effort to force Joe Biden to shut down the border, says you can have emergency authority to shut down the border for 280 days in the first year if it gets to 4,000 people. And then that goes down in the next year to 230 and the next year to 180. Those are authorizations. But if Trump gets into office and this is the law, they become restrictions. He can only shut down the border for 280 days, and only when it gets to 4,000 people, because now Congress has superseded the previous law that gave him blanket authority. So this would actually stop a president who cared about securing the border from properly securing the border.
Understood. That's fascinating. So now it looks like Joe Biden's thinking about doing executive orders on the border. I can't find anywhere what exactly he's going to do, but he's not. He understands doing a jujitsu and saying Republicans blew an opportunity to shut down the border is really not going to fly.
Well, so let's think about this. He has broken the record for illegal crossings every year of his presidency. He broke the record in 2021, then he broke it again in 2022, then he broke it again in 2023. But he's telling us that because in 2024 the Republicans didn't pass this bill, they're responsible for the disaster at the border. Who the hell is going to believe that?
Nobody.
Nobody. Right. It's absurd. It's absurd.
So I think they realize that. It's going to be fascinating. I'm very curious to see what's going to happen. But I'm also stunned every day. I'm reminded how dumb it was to get rid of Speaker McCarthy. He never would have put on that impeachment of Mayorkas without the votes, without Steve Scalise to make sure. And maybe it might not have went forward anyway because it's going to stop in the Senate. It's all pure symbolism. What are your thoughts about Johnson and that defeat a couple of days ago?
It's a big blunder, and they knew they didn't have the votes because, I mean, Mike Gallagher told them he wasn't going to vote for it, and the other three members didn't. And quite frankly, they're right. You know, we got to stop impeaching everybody. You know, if you replace Mayorkas, he's just going to replace him with somebody else who's just like another Mayorkas. The person responsible for the border is Joe Biden. It's his policies that Mayorkas is carrying out. Why, you know, we got to just stop impeaching everybody who over policy disagreements. There's no high crime and misdemeanor going on. And what the reason Gallagher voted against it is because all the arguments that Republicans made against impeaching Trump, they were violating and impeaching Mayorkas. I hate Mayorkas. He's a disaster. He should be fired. Joe Biden should be fired. By the American people. But impeachment isn't the answer. We can't just impeach everybody we disagree with. That's what they did to Trump. And that's the problem with all these things that the Democrats want to do, is that when you violate the norms, then the norms don't just get violated for that one instance, then it gives license to the other side to violate the norms. And so, you know, if they succeed in kicking Trump off of the 14th Amendment, well, guess what? Republicans are going to keep try to use it to keep Democrats off. It's just our institutions are what separate us from the rest of the world. Our Constitution is the most beautiful document, perfect document ever written in the history of humankind. Stop trying to destroy it in order to get your political ends.
So I want you to hear Joe Biden. This is one gaffe after another. Now that he has to speak every other day, it is getting so alarming. First, this cut four.
There is some movement, and choose my words. There's some movement. There's been a response from there's been a response from the opposition, but yes, I'm sorry. From Hamas.
He forgot
but
Hamas.
It seems to be,
he forgot Hamas and was helped out by the reporter in one of the few times he had a press conference and reluctantly took two questions.
So I would like every American to listen to that. And I was watching Hannity the other night, and he went back and showed what Biden had said about immigration during his debates with Trump.
Sure.
And you compare that man with the man on the debate stage with Trump, and it's like two different people. It's the cognitive decline is so dramatic between then and now. And it's like, do you really think this man is going to be the president in 5 years if he wins re-election? There's no chance this guy is going to be in the Oval Office 5 years from now. It's going to be President Harris. Kamala Harris is going to be the president of the United States if Republicans lose this election.
So we all know that some people don't want to write about what we just talked about. Now, understand they're not going to be able to prevent themselves from noticing this. This was just a couple of days ago in Las Vegas. Cut five.
Right after I was elected, I went to what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. I was in the south of England, and I sat down and I said, "America's back." And Mitterrand from France looked at me.
We already heard that stupid story at least 25 times. But now instead of Macron, he says Mitterrand. He thinks it's Germany or France. He can't make up the difference. And then yesterday, he said at a New York fundraiser, he twice referred to the late German Chancellor Helmut Kohl as former Chancellor Angela Merkel, who was supposed to be Angela Merkel. And instead of giving the French leader Macron credit for it, he says he was saying it to Helmut Kohl. What the hell is going on here?
You know, any one of these in isolation wouldn't be such a big deal. I mean, look, I was on the air the other day with Martha and Dana, and I was trying to refer to Iran, and I said Iraq. I mean, we all slip up on the air sometimes, and that's one thing. It's the pattern of this stuff, and it's the inability to. It's not just losing one sentence or one word in a sentence. That first clip you played. He literally was painful to listen to. It was almost worse on radio.
Yeah.
Because you're just listening to it, and it's just, it's not even a word salad. There are no words coming out. This man is not cognitively fit, and we are in one of the worst and most dangerous periods in American history right now. We've got war in Europe.
I know.
We've got war in the Middle East. We are on the precipice, potentially, of war in Asia.
You're getting me very upset now. But unfortunately, I'm going to get a hard break. It's not like your podcast.
Well, you're going to come up on my podcast, and we're going to continue the conversation.
And the name of the podcast is What the Hell is Going On, and it's great. Mark, you got me really even more worried, but don't worry. Jake Sullivan's there to straighten it all out. Mark,
there you go, the real president. Yeah,
thank you. Back in a moment.
It's expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5 GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much
much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews. But now, we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
When disaster hits and the power goes out, are you going to be one of the victims or are you going to be prepared? Traditional generators are noisy, stationary, and require expensive gasoline, making them potentially dangerous. That's why I created the Patriot Power Generator from Four Patriots. Now when the power goes out, you'll be ready, using the endless free power of the sun to power your lights, TV, medical equipment, and even your fridge. And unlike gas generators, the Patriot Power Generator is fume-free, portable, and completely silent, so it's perfectly safe to use indoors. And it never needs gas. Ever. Go to PatriotPower6.com to learn more. That's PatriotPower, the number 6.com. With the recent storms, we've had to double production to keep up with demand, so order now while we still have stock. Order today and we'll include a free solar panel plus free shipping. Go to PatriotPower6.com now. That's PatriotPower6.com.
I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man from Pennsylvania is accused of decapitating his father and threatening federal officials. Police say 32-year-old Justin Moan is seen in a YouTube video titled Moan's Militia, Call to Arms for American Patriots, wearing gloves and holding his father Michael's head in a plastic bag. Later, the head is seen in a cooking pot. Moan had said his father was a federal employee for 20 years and referred to him as a traitor and called for the death of all federal officials and for attacks on the Biden administration and activists. YouTube removed the 14-minute video hours later. Michael's decapitated body was found by his wife, Denise, at their Levittown home. Justin's cell phone pinged in Fort Indiantown Gap, about 100 miles away from the crime scene. The town has a National Guard training facility. Moan was found inside the installation with a firearm and arrested without incident. He was charged with first-degree murder, abuse of a corpse, and other charges. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around to show me his ranch, and he showed me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Ray Seahorn of Better Call Saul, who I spoke with at the 75th Emmy Awards. The award show was also a cast reunion of sorts, though they will keep in touch.
It adds a little extra bittersweetness to it for it to be the last hurrah with them, but luckily I have all their phone numbers and I continue to bother them.
As the awards celebrated 75 years of TV, she also shared one of her favorite shows of all time.
One of my favorite shows of all time that I remember thinking, like, man, that smart storytelling and the acting blew me away was 6 Feet Under.
Speaking of shows with great finales, she discussed her response when she first read how they were wrapping up this story of theirs.
My first response is, I'm so glad that this is on Peter Gould's shoulders and not mine. Okay. That's a lot. There's so much buildup to how, especially with a show that's followed by critics and fans so closely, you're not going to please everybody. There's a lot of pressure on it. And then he also was trying to somewhat wrap up the Breaking Bad universe and the Better Call Saul universe.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So listen, I'm trying to get some calls in. We're looking at the arguments now on behalf of Donald Trump. And Colorado, Donald Trump are trying to stay on the ballot. He's arguing the Supreme Court is fascinating. Alex, you're in Brooklyn listening on WABC. What's on your mind, Alex?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Thanks for taking the call. I think that Republicans impeaching Mayorkas was a stupid idea, even if they had the votes in the House, because one reason why you want to impeach somebody is for accountability. They don't have the votes in the Senate. They can't impeach him. Another reason, which is why the Democrats did it to Donald Trump in the House, impeaching him, is because you want to form public opinion, and they wanted to turn Trump into this despicable person that was impeached three times, and or you want to, you know, draw attention to an issue. But in this case, everybody's focusing on the border, Democrats because of the bill they wanted to pass, and the, you know, voters.
Yeah, we were already thinking about it, Alex, right? That's really what Gallagher was saying. But it's amazing that they'd go through with this and not get their house in order. Gallagher's among leadership. It's not like he's some fringe guy that doesn't come to the office. They could have just asked him. Yeah, thanks so much. Appreciate it. It should be overwhelming, too. They got a slight lead. Get something done. You're up for re-election, aren't you?
What's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The driver, who was still in her seat and helped her get to safety. The mom was on her way to pick up her kids and was overcome with gratitude that she didn't have her children in the car with her. She was able to thank Max afterwards in person after this terrifying experience. The local police department and the mayor also acknowledged Max's bravery by visiting him and bringing him a cake on behalf of the entire town as a gesture of appreciation. A true act of bravery that should not go unnoticed. Max, you made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
When I look at people who I know were horrified by January 6th, who are Republicans in the House and the Senate, who have come around to dismissing it, to discounting the horror that they themselves felt, yeah, as they, you know, put themselves under desks, as they ran down hallways, as they tried to escape the mob coming at them. There is something about Trump's hold on the Republican Party that is frightening.
That is Hillary Clinton, who really doesn't, she really does seem befuddled that that Trump is still popular and has come all the way back, especially after 2022. A lot of his candidates did not work out, and now he's sitting on top. He's just about locked up, everything up, should do it if Nikki Haley lasts till South Carolina, although she plans on staying through Super Tuesday. I don't know anybody who doesn't think he's got the nomination locked up, which is just shows he had a remarkable run to become president, then lost the presidency. We know that everything happened in between, but then to try to go back would be historic. Only one has actually done it and won. Jared Cohen joins us now, founder and CEO of Jigsaw at Alphabet, former advisor to two secretaries of state, Condoleezza Rice and Hillary Clinton, and bestselling author of five books, his latest being Life After Power, Seven Presidents and Their Search for Purpose Beyond the White House. And Jared, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Brian.
So first off, the attraction of wanting this job back, this is what Lindsey Graham told me. I met with Trump after he lost, and I told him, you don't need to do this. You don't need to run again. Go golf. Go do a tour of the world. You know, you don't need to do it. You know, your celebrity is going to pick up. But yet he wants to get back. That's all he does, to get back. From your experience studying what this position's about and how hard it is to turn the page after you leave the White House, do you understand it?
Look, presidents don't want to think about their time in office as their penultimate act, right? They view it as their greatest act, which is why they don't want to give it up. It's the most dramatic retirement in the world, which is why the founding fathers worried about what to do with ex-presidents. You know, Alexander Hamilton pondered this question of, you know, is it good for the Republic to have half a dozen men at any given time wandering around the rest of us like disenchanted ghosts? Or discontented.
And you wrote that quote before in your book.
He writes it in Federalist 72.
What worries him?
Well, so I think what worried him is, remember, they were trying to construct a republic in response to a monarchy, right? There weren't a lot of examples that the founding fathers had for the peaceful transfer of power. What they were creating was something truly novel. They just had a lot of things on their plate. And I think what's amazing about this question of what to do with ex-presidents, we never really formalized it in the Constitution. We kind of winged it throughout history, and there's not a lot of good examples. What I do in the book is I basically highlight seven U.S. presidents who managed to find a greater sense of purpose after they left the office.
So one thing that struck people is that President Obama chose to stay in Washington. I know he's young, but a lot of people say, you know, I'm going to move on. You know, Kenny Bunkport, where 41 stayed, and Reagan went to his ranch, and LBJ went to his ranch in Texas. How unique is it that he stayed in Washington and seems to still be a player?
So John Quincy Adams was the first one to stay in Washington, but the circumstances were very different. His wife was terribly ill, and it was too icy, and he couldn't make the journey back up to Quincy. But I think what you see with President Obama is something that a lot of former presidents, particularly in modern times, struggle with, which is they're constrained by the norm of one president at a time, but they just can't resist the urge to keep their toe in the water. They can't resist the urge to insert themselves. And the symbolism of a former president staying in Washington, to me, symbolizes and captures this idea of how difficult it is to let go.
Right. And maybe not great for the country, especially with people's perception. People's perception is that your older vice president is president. He is not at the top of his game. Who's calling the shots? Could it be that guy 5 miles away?
And by the way, it's very confusing. If you look at Jimmy Carter, right, you know, longest active post-presidency in history, 42 plus years, he's the answer to Hamilton's question of what to do with ex-presidents, which is they can either be a tremendous ally to their successors or they can be a nuisance and their most formidable adversary. And Carter managed to do both, but he didn't do it living in Washington. He went back home to Plains. And there's almost kind of
referring, Jared, to the fact that he went over to North Korea, he got involved there trying to get hostages out. He went over to Haiti. He was over there trying to run elections internationally. And a lot of times I think he got on Bill Clinton's nerves a little bit too.
I mean, Carter is a tremendous contrast. And again, he represents the best and the worst of what ex-presidents can do. So he goes over to North Korea as a messenger for the Clinton administration. And Clinton, in 1994, and Clinton tells him, under no certain terms are you to make any policy. And Carter says, fine. And then Clinton turns on CNN, and there's Carter announcing a nuclear breakthrough. By the way, when the U.S., when George H.W. Bush was readying to send troops in to get Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait, Jimmy Carter, who didn't want to see a war, secretly wrote to 4 of the 5 permanent members of the Security Council urging them to oppose his own country's policy.
Unbelievable. Who are the 7, and why'd you pick them?
So I chose Thomas Jefferson, John Quincy Adams, Grover Cleveland, William Howard Taft, Hoover, Carter, and George W. Bush. Each one of those 7 men had something that they were deeply principled about. They doubled down on those principles after they left the White House and ended up finding greater purpose than their time as president. Thomas Jefferson went on to found the University of Virginia. It's one of only 3 things he includes on his tombstone. He doesn't include being president. John Quincy Adams had arguably the greatest second act in American history. He served 9 terms in the House of Representatives. We're in a much lower station. He found a much higher cause of abolition. Cleveland became president again, so kind of hard to argue with that. William Howard Taft got his dream job as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in his final decade of life. Herbert Hoover's story, you know, this is a
after
man.
Member William Howard Taft famously went against Teddy Roosevelt, challenged the guy he mentored, and Woodrow Wilson ends up becoming president. But what happened to him after?
Yeah, so William Howard Taft, he didn't like being president. He was actually all he ever wanted was to serve on the Supreme Court. He turns it down 3 times in his life before becoming president. He nominates a record 6 justices to the Supreme Court, including a chief justice as president. The only reason he seeks re-election in 1912 is to deny his one-time friend and former mentor Theodore Roosevelt the presidency. It's an amazing story because by the time Taft, you know, gets the nomination for the Republican Party, he's basically a political dead man, and his vice presidential running mate dies just a week before the election. So you literally have, you know, Theodore Roosevelt as a third-party bull moose challenging the incumbent president whose ticket is literally a political dead man and a physical corpse. And he splits the party and gives the election to Wilson.
Teddy Roosevelt actually got the 2nd most votes as a third party, right?
And you end up with Woodrow Wilson, you know, for 8 years as president.
Right.
And then look, you know, Herbert Hoover is a man who lived to be 90 years old. He's defined by, you know, 4 years that he was in office, defined by the Great Depression. His story is a great one of recovery. He recaptures, you know, his, you know, status as a great humanitarian, which he had before being president. He recaptures his status as a great executive, you know, reorganizing the executive branch. And he recaptures his status in his lifetime as a bipartisan figure when Joe Kennedy calls on him to reconcile JFK and Richard Nixon after the 1960 election.
Wow, pretty amazing, because obviously that was a controversial result.
And it was important because the country was sort of in the height of the Cold War, showing that bipartisan unity was important. And, you know, I think the tragedy for Herbert Hoover, who's still getting kind of trashed and whose name is still political fodder, you know, even in this election, he actually recovers his good name in his lifetime and then just gets trashed again posthumously.
Right. And you're talking about the fact that Donald Trump said, if the economy's going to collapse, I hope it collapses under him because I don't want to inherit something like Herbert Hoover.
I mean, the FDR guys, they really did a job on Herbert Hoover. You know, his 12 years of self-imposed political exile, I mean, it just felt like the FDR presidency would never end. And it's interesting, Harry Truman resurrects Herbert Hoover in 1945 after FDR dies because he's staring, you know, the end of the war, World War II, on the horizon. And there's only one man in history who knows what it's like to be president of the United States and feed a world that's facing starvation. So he and Herbert Hoover, they form this kind of unlikely partnership. But then every time there's an election, Truman goes out and talks about Hoovervilles and talks about Hoover carts. And it's just this torturous experience for Hoover that his entire life, every single election, no matter what he does, he still becomes a soundbite on the election trail.
I think his great-granddaughter is Margaret Hoover. And I got to know her a little bit, and she really is making that a mission to enough, you know. And this, when this came up again, he says we should correct the record on that.
Yeah, first of all,
a lot of stuff you inherit. Let's be honest.
Look, Margaret talks about how you know her father, who was Herbert Hoover's grandson, gets punched in the face on the schoolyard for being tied to a man that it was his grandfather. And look, Margaret's one of the great Americans. She and I have talked a lot about Herbert Hoover over the years, and we're on kind of a mission to make Herbert Hoover great again.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, I'll join in that. I love people to make a difference, and they don't get credit for it. So if you can rehab it, that's fantastic. So one of my favorite all-time people is George W. Bush. And I just thought the perfect name of his book was Decision Points, because that's him. Like, oh, okay, you're critical of my decision. All right, it's fine. Let me just put you in my shoes. And then if you're still critical, that's fine too. But maybe you should learn a little bit about what my decision, what was at stake when I made the decisions I made. He wanted to be the education president. Then 9/11 happened. And people say, well, you know what? There was a report over the summer that said Bin Laden was determined to attack in America. How did you miss that?
So the George Bush chapter in the book, I call it Moving On, because when I looked at the active living presidents, there was only one whose popularity had doubled. And I figure,
it's his.
It's his. And by the way, he's accomplished that by investing less in his legacy than any of his active contemporaries. It must drive Bill Clinton completely mad.
By the way, I love his library. I had a chance to see it.
And look, his library is a reflection of his values. But I think part of why I wanted to understand why Bush's popularity had more than doubled. I think, look, he has this reverence for the Washington principle of when it's over, it's over. And you have to separate from politics after you've been president. It's aged well. You have a former president, Donald Trump, who's now, on the path to the nomination. And let's just say he's not quiet. But I also think that, Americans have gotten nostalgic about this idea of a president who kind of reveres the Washington principle of one president at a time. And they like watching him paint, right? I mean, Bush is in his mid-70s, and they're seeing him, kind of find a post-presidential voice through painting that allows him to advance causes that matter to the American people, like veterans, without undermining his successors.
Jared Cohen with us. He's got his book out now, Life After Power, Seven Presidents and Their Search for Purpose Beyond the White House. What I also think is fascinating, and I saw it up close, is Bush 43 is tied with Bill Clinton, who beat his father. And his father and Bill Clinton got along. And it was great to see Bill Clinton look up to 41. And they did a lot of things together. I think the American people love seeing that. And then when Barack Obama became president, he was saying so many negative things about Bush 43. And Gates writes about it in his book. He said, hey, guys, I'm here, because the Secretary of Defense carried over to the Obama administration. A lot of stuff that you're saying is flat out wrong, and a lot of decisions we made are a lot better than you think, and we'll kind of stick up for it. And 43 kept quiet, always kept quiet. And then when it was time to dedicate the library, President Obama shows up, and he says something, if I can remember correctly, he says, you might disagree with George Bush, but it's impossible not to like George Bush.
I think that's right. Look, out of the 45 men who served as president 46 times, because Cleveland did it twice, only one president has been so dogmatically disciplined about fading from politics. Bush never mentions his successors by name. He never hits the campaign trail publicly. He doesn't insert himself.
He did once with Jeb, right?
It was a private event.
Okay.
And he described it as one of the most cringeworthy moments of his post-presidency. And it's a moment that he reminded himself that you have to be disciplined, not just in public, but also disciplined in private. And George W. Bush, look, the symbolism of two former foes coming together is also a reminder that this very idea of a former president, it's a feature of a democracy. It's not a bug. And particularly at this moment, you know, people may not like the current set of circumstances, but there's a lot of countries where you don't get to be a former president. Or if you are, you're either, you know, in prison for life or suffering some kind of other ill fate.
Right. You know who also had those qualities that never became president is John McCain. And I know that when he was able to give credit to Barack Obama after he lost that crushing defeat to him, and he just able to outline that moment, I think it's just so important to learn how to lose. Bush 41 knew how to lose. He hated losing. We got those tapes later on where he talked about how he thought he let everybody down by losing to Bill Clinton. But he lost with grace.
Yeah, I think that's right. By the way, you know, it's a worthy time to reflect on Grover Cleveland as well, because this election is likely going to feature the only.
Can I talk about Grover Cleveland when we come back?
Yes.
All right. So Jared Cohen, it's great to have him here. He's an advisor to Condoleezza Rice and Hillary Clinton, best-selling author, a perspective about the times we're going through, because some of which is unprecedented to a degree, but not as much as you think. Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
In a crisis, your number one need is food. Because when things go sideways, it's always one of the first things to sell out. But if you wait to stock up, all you'll find at the grocery store are crowds of desperate people and empty shelves. That's why FEMA and the Red Cross say you need at least 72 hours of non-perishable food. But here's the good news. For Patriots, the Trusted Preparedness Company is offering listeners of this station a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. But when you act quickly and buy one kit, you will get two more kits absolutely free. That's three kits for the price of one, $58 in free food. Go to freefood4.com. That's freefood4.com. This deal won't last. Go to freefood4.com now.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A joyful day for a baby from Nebraska and his parents makes today's Dean's List. John McClinton, whose nickname is Buddy, was born at 24 weeks and 2 days. He was the tiniest infant to survive at Methodist Hospital in Omaha, weighing less than a pound. In a press release, the hospital wrote, Buddy weighed 14.1 ounces and measured 9.65 inches when he was born on Labor Day. He is the smallest baby born at the hospital to survive. Buddy was also born with a hole in his heart, but doctors were able to operate and is now expected to live a full and healthy life. Buddy's mom says by the grace of God and the wonderful medical team, he's doing great. She says they all formed such a close relationship with the people that took care of him, so it was a joyful day when they left, but also a lot of tears. Congratulations to the McClinton family. Keep being awesome, Buddy. You made today's Dean's List, too. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Health Call for Health. There are many side effects people can experience with smartphone overuse. Headache, eye strain, neck pain, just to name a few. But there's one you may not have heard of, smartphone pinky. Andrew Bracken is an occupational therapist at Intermountain Healthcare in Salt Lake City, Utah.
You're using your pinky to stabilize and support your smartphone, and you literally indent the side of your pinky from holding your phone.
It could also create calluses, side effects that won't necessarily warrant a trip to Bracken's office, but he has seen other more serious conditions develop.
They'll develop numbness in their pinky finger and along the side of their hand. It's the angle of their wrist and their elbow that contributes to that numbness, and that can lead to some real serious consequences if not addressed.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we are back. The author of Life After Power, Jared Cohen, with us right now. He's got a great book out. It's called Seven Presidents and Their Search for Purpose Beyond the White House. Grover Cleveland. We keep hearing about this. First time we're seeing a president very close to getting back into office, and it's President Trump. He wins, he loses, and he wants to win again. How rare is this?
So first of all, historically, the Grover Cleveland chapter is called, the comeback. And, historically, former presidents have not made good presidential candidates. This 2024 election is likely going to be the first and only time since 1892 where two former presidents have had a rematch as nominees.
And who was that in 1892?
So it's Grover Cleveland versus Benjamin Harrison.
Okay.
And Cleveland, when he's elected in 1884, is the first Democrat elected president since James Buchanan before the Civil War. And what people don't realize about Cleveland is he never loses the popular vote. So that's already different from the 2024 election. He actually threw away the presidency in 1888 on a principle of standing strong on a low tariff. And he said he's never been happier than when he threw away the presidency. And he also, entered office as a bachelor at 49 years old, married a 21-year-old who's the youngest first lady in American history. And he doesn't fantasize about going back into office. The only reason he tries to make a comeback is similarly on principle. He's worried the Harrison administration is driving the economy into the ground. He's worried about a rising tide of imperialism, and he's worried about runaway populists within his own party and within the Republican Party. And so he makes a sort of reluctant comeback, but he wins the popular vote three times in a row.
Well, and so then he becomes president again. And somewhere in between there, Teddy Roosevelt is cutting his teeth and getting ready. And the turn of the century would be the rise and in the beginning of the end of imperialism, right?
That's right. And look, Grover, what I say in the book is Grover Cleveland's comeback is a cautionary tale. First of all, comebacks are easy to ponder. They're hard to accomplish. And when you accomplish, it's rarely the same and as sweet the second time around. The context changes. You come in overconfident. You think you know how to do it. The dynamics are different. The day Grover Cleveland takes the oath of office for his second non-consecutive term as president, he inherits the worst economic depression in the country's history. American settlers in Hawaii have set in motion a process that would lead to the annexation of the islands, and he feels a lump on the top of his mouth and realizes that he may have terminal cancer.
Wow. Couple of things. One thing Trump says on and off camera, I know exactly what to do now. And one thing Bill Clinton expressed is frustration, because I get it. I know exactly how to do this job. Same with Barack Obama. He's like, I get it. It takes a while, especially it's harder now, I think, today. It takes a while, but they seem to get it. So Trump can't wait to put people in power again.
Yeah, look, I think the second... There's no ramp-up time. There's no ramp-up time, but a lot has changed in the 4 years. The interregnum, is an interregnum that a former president doesn't have a front row seat for. They're not in it day to day, right? They're both nostalgic for the last time around, and their frame of reference reflects a set of biases and assumptions from the last time around, and they bring that to the second presidency. And so, Grover Cleveland's, second presidency was not a pleasant one. This is a man who won the popular vote three times. He left office the second time, deeply unpopular, deeply depressed, and just having lost valuable years he could have spent with his young bride.
Wow, this is just such an important book, and it seems like it's all in your head, Jared. It's just a matter of just putting it into writing. Jared Cohen, Life After Power, Seven Presidents and Their Search for Purpose Beyond the White House. Get it wherever you get books. Jared, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
Back in a minute.
I remember a particularly bad storm a few years back. The lights went out. My kids were terrified. All our food spoiled, and we were completely cut off from the world. I swore I would never put my family in that situation again. That's why I created the Patriot Power Generator 2000X. The Patriot Power Generator harnesses the endless power of the sun to power your lights, TV, medical equipment, and even your fridge. And the Patriot Power Generator is completely fume-free and silent, so it's 100% safe to use indoors. And the Patriot Power Generator never needs gas, ever. Go to PatriotSolar6.com now to see our entire line of powerful solar generators. From powering your cell phone while camping to powering your entire home, we have a power solution to fit your needs and budget. Go to PatriotSolar6.com now. That's Patriot, S-O-L-A-R, and the number 6.com. But order now before the next storm while we still got stock. Order today and receive free shipping and a free solar panel. Go to PatriotSolar6.com now.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Wisconsin Republican Representative Mike Gallagher says four terms is enough.
The Saturday announcement comes after Gallagher's vote last week opposing the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the impacts of illegal immigration at the U.S. southern border. The margin fell just one vote shy, with Gallagher as one of just three Republicans who voted nay. Gallagher is a former U.S. Marine who grew up in Green Bay and has been chairing a House Select Committee investigating the Chinese government's threat to the U.S. George Williams reporting.
An Israeli drone strike hit a car near Lebanon's southern border, or it's a southern port city, that is, of Sidon, killing at least two people, wounding two others. The strike near the coastal town of Jadra took place 37 miles from the Israeli border, making it one of the furthest inside Lebanon since violence erupted along the Lebanon-Israel border on October the 8th. The former commander of U.S. Southern Command, Admiral James Stavridis, says the Pentagon may need to ramp up military action against Iran if its militias keep attacking U.S. targets and international vessels.
And that's going to require going after Iranian sovereign assets, their warships, their platforms, perhaps targets inside the landmass of Iran itself. So I think that time is coming.
Stavridis was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Myanmar's military government, for the first time, activated a decade-old conscription law that makes young men and women subject to at least 2 years of military service if called up, and it's effective immediately. The measure amounts to a major, though tacit, admission that the army is struggling to contain the nationwide armed resistance against its rule. A helicopter crash in Southern California. San Bernardino Sheriff's Department says there were six people on board. No survivors have been found. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Turning to the overseas page, emergency workers in Trinidad and Tobago are scrambling to clean up a massive oil spill after a mystery vessel ran aground near the Caribbean island. We get the latest on the accident from the BBC's Leonardo Roca.
The government says at least 15 kilometers of Tobago's Atlantic coastline have been affected. The leaked oil has covered pristine beaches and has already reached a protected mangrove swamp. The head of Tobago's assembly, Farley Augustine, says he's considering declaring a national emergency, having understood the true extent of the environmental damage. The authorities haven't been able to identify the owners of the vessel, which was abandoned by its crew. The incident happened just days before the carnival celebrations, which are Trinidad and Tobago's main tourist attractions and an important source of income for the local economy.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Elon Musk's brain implant company is on the move.
Neuralink has moved its legal corporate home from Delaware to Nevada after a Delaware judge struck down Musk's $55 billion pay package as CEO of Tesla. The Delaware judge ruled 2 weeks ago Tesla's board was too cozy with Musk and the size of that package was unfair. Musk wrote on X, "Companies should not incorporate in Delaware," adding shareholders of Texas-based Tesla should consider moving that company's legal home to the Lone Star State. Jason Walker reporting.
A scrum among adults at a high school basketball game involved the wife and daughter of John Gotti Jr., namesake of the famous New York mob boss. The pair were accused of assaulting a woman after the lady asked them to stop cursing at players. The woman says the pair punched her, pulled off her hat and wig. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, it's the fastest growing radio talk show, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening. It's just been an incredible week. Like a tornado of major stories, along with the 2024 political environment, the illegal immigration that's happening, how it's affecting every major city, the crime that's running over, the bipartisan deal that fell apart, the new one that's taking shape. There is so much happening. And let's bring in Governor Chris Christie to discuss it. In case you do not know, yesterday Robert Hur came out with his report. After months of speculation and very little leaks, it turns out the only reason it seems that Joe Biden is not being prosecuted for his misuse of classified documents is because he doesn't have the mental capacity to stand trial and be too sympathetic to a possible jury. Chris Christie, you've been in so many court cases, got this rich legal background, former governor of New Jersey, author of a brand new book called What Would Reagan Do? Life Lessons from the Last Great President. Governor, welcome back. What are your thoughts about what took place yesterday afternoon?
Well, look, I think it's a public confirmation from objective people of what we all see publicly, which is that Joe Biden has been declining, is in decline mentally. And there's no doubt, I can tell you, as someone who did this work for 7 years as the U.S. attorney in New Jersey, that how a potential defendant will come off as a witness is absolutely an important consideration on whether you bring a prosecution and think you can prove to a jury that someone's guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And I think there were two problems here that they pointed out. Problem number one, which you just stated very clearly, that this is a crime that requires a knowing act. And that's what they said. I mean, this is even more damning than most people have pointed out, Brian. It's not just his memory. They're saying that back in 2017, they don't think they could definitively prove that back then, 7 years ago, that Joe Biden was capable of a knowing act that he would recall. That's pretty extraordinary. It's not just talking about where his mental capacity sits today. It's tying it back to where his mental capacity may have sat even in 2017.
Yeah, and then secondly, you're talking about, okay, go ahead, sorry.
And then secondly, the fact that Biden, when confronted about the documents, cooperated, turned the documents over immediately, that also shows a level of cooperation that would also make it difficult to convince people that his crime was a knowing crime.
So this is, I mean, I was shocked to see in a legal document the words that might have been spun out. Like, sometimes it leaks, according to reports. Robert Hur would have put this in. But I saw it in black and white. He, quote, he did not remember when he was vice president, forgetting on the first day of the interview when his term ended. When did I stop being vice president? Forgetting the second day on the interview when his first term began. The report says he didn't remember the year that Bo died. He couldn't get within several years of when Bo died. And what you're talking about in 2017 is tapes they listened to of him talking to his ghostwriter, by the way, using classified documents he had no business taking, about an interaction he had with Afghanistan, a letter he wrote to Barack Obama as vice president. And they're saying that in 2017, with his interaction with his ghostwriter, it sounds like he was losing it. So to me, this is so much worse than anything the Biden team could have hoped for.
Well, of course, it's worse than if they would have said they were going to charge him.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. And look, and I think, I hope that for everybody listening out there, it begins to dispense with this idea of a two-tiered system of justice. I mean, Brian, the fact is that you're right. This is the kind of stuff in a two-tiered system of justice that would have just been leaked out and nobody would have known whether they really believed it or didn't, whether it was rumor or not. These prosecutors saw something that they thought was important to the decision they made. And to make sure the public knew why they made those decisions, they put brutal honesty into these documents. This was no, fixed job for Joe Biden. And I think that a lot of people would have expected that out of the Merrick Garland Justice Department. And you hear that from some people in our party regularly. And I hope that I don't care what the politicians think. I care what the public thinks. And I think this should restore, at least in some part, the public's confidence in the fact that there are a lot of good professional prosecutors,
right,
who, when the truth needs to be told, will tell it. Because those are the prosecutors that I worked with when I was in the Justice Department.
Couple of things, Governor. So really, you're saying if justice is equal, the reason why Trump is being charged is because he hasn't lost his memory?
I think that's part of it. And I think the other piece I told you is important, too. If the facts alleged by Jack Smith are correct, and I think they are, that Donald Trump actively fought returning the documents, actively instructed others to obstruct subpoenas, that's a much different circumstance than someone who, when confronted with it, says, come to a search, take whatever you want to take. We know that Donald Trump has said he didn't want them taking his boxes, that he instructed certain people to hide certain boxes from even his own lawyers. So it's both those things, is that Donald Trump would not be seen as a sympathetic witness because he does not have the same, from the prosecutor's perspective, doesn't have the same memory issues that Joe Biden has. And secondly, Donald Trump obstructed their investigation while Joe Biden cooperated with it.
See, the whole thing of obstruction, the legal terms, But if you take classified documents consistently over 40 years, and then you just say, hey, I'm literally going to put them anywhere, in bad boxes, in bad garages, in musty attics. And I'll cooperate if you ever ask me. But I'm not going to say anything unless you ask me. So when they asked him, do you have classified documents? You could check. And the answer is, oh, yeah, you got a lot of them. I mean, isn't that...
Well, and Brian, but I think, Brian, that's why they said right at the first page of the report that they believe that he willingly and knowingly took those documents. And so that's the other thing that was great about the report. They didn't justify Joe Biden's conduct. They said he willingly and knowingly took these. And then they said, but because his memory is so bad, we think it'll make him a sympathetic witness and make it difficult for us to prove what we believe is true, which is that he willingly and knowingly took them. And because he cooperated, that would be another thing that the jury could consider that would make him more sympathetic. It doesn't make Donald Trump's decision to obstruct it justifiable. It just means that Joe Biden gets that benefit because he didn't obstruct. But in the end, I think the important thing for everybody to note is they didn't make an excuse for Joe Biden's conduct. Right up front, in the first sentence of the report, they say, we believe, the prosecutors believe, that he willingly and knowingly took these documents.
You want to be entertained?
Yeah.
Here's Congressman Dan Goldman, Cut 20.
My understanding as well, Joe, is that during these 5 hours, President Biden went through in great detail many conversations that he had with various other people from years and years ago. So he cherry-picked a couple of examples that perhaps we don't know, perhaps are in context, perhaps are out of context, related to very sensitive issues such as his son, really just to bash him, just to impugn him. And it is...
So you get it. You get what they're doing. This is not spinnable. Yeah. I don't think he knows this is not spinnable, because you know what the answer would be? Do me a favor, release the tapes. Do you think they want those tapes released?
Hell no. And look, the idea to say that they were taking a cheap shot at him when they chose not to prosecute him. I mean, the fact of the matter is, the ultimate cheap shot in this context would have been to prosecute him. They didn't. They made an objective decision. But an objective decision has to include the truth. And the truth is that when you can't remember when your term started, you can't remember when your term ended, you can't remember the date of your son's passing, that those were relevant to the decision not to prosecute, so they have to be put in the report if you're going to be a fair prosecutor.
So the thing that really matters most, so one, we're looking back and saying who's prosecuting and, you know, equal justice, I got it. The other thing is we're actually, he's running a country, it's our country, it's the world's most powerful country, and the Middle East is on fire right now. Our guys are being shot at regularly, and he is evident, we are number one supplier of Israel. Listen to this exchange, the same press conference, he came back to answer this question, cut 10.
I'm of the view, as you know, that... the conduct of the response in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip, has been over the top. I think that, as you know, initially the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in.
Okay, you hear him struggling, and you heard what he said. The Mexican president, Sisi. So, you know, he didn't say Mubarak. That's a plus. But that is the hottest place in the world right now. He just said what the Saudis have been saying, what all the enemies of Israel are saying, that the attacks on Gaza are over the top. He's never said that publicly before. And then he says Mexican president. Your response?
Look, I think it shows exactly what the prosecutor was saying, that in fact there are real moments where his memory does not serve him well, and as a result doesn't serve the country well. And secondly, it's awful staff work. Look, one of the things you learn as a principal is that when your staff tells you not to go do a press conference when you're angry. As much as you want to go do one, you shouldn't do it. And the other thing that struck me during that press conference yesterday, Brian, was how angry Joe Biden was.
Yep.
And whenever you go out there as a principal with a lot of responsibility and you are answering questions from the media out of anger, it never serves you well, your cause well, or the country well. And I know they felt like they needed to respond to this report,
right?
But they should have waited until he calmed down after reading. And let's face it, he's no dummy. He knows the political implications of what the Justice Department wrote about him yesterday. He was angry about it, and he came out and performed in a way that made matters worse, not better.
So, Governor, what happens? Does Barack Obama come to him and says, you can't win, Rock? You gotta throw in the towel? I mean, does you think he continues? He's already turned down the Super Bowl interview. I mean, we've never seen anything like this before. What do you think?
Look, I think it's very problematic for the Democratic Party because now that everyone's waited this long, let's face it, Brian, the primaries can't be used anymore by anybody to accumulate delegates other than Joe Biden. Almost all of the states where in the country are having primaries, the filing deadlines have passed for almost all of them. And so now what you're talking about is if Joe Biden is going to be replaced, it's going to have to happen at the Democratic National Convention in August as a technical matter. And, you know, imagine what are they going to do? You know, Kamala Harris is the vice president. I think there are many, if not most, Democrats who believe that would not be a significant improvement over Joe Biden. And so if you want to start looking for people outside of Kamala Harris, how do they pass over Kamala Harris?
I know.
And put someone else in. I think, you know, this is what happens. Look, this is what happens when people don't have the guts to do the right thing, Brian. And so, the right thing was for Joe Biden not to seek reelection. I've said it over and over again publicly that he's passed his sell-by date and that he needed to step aside voluntarily. He didn't do it. And now the Democrats are in a very, very difficult political position.
Do you think?
Go ahead.
Do you think Donald Trump is the next president then?
I don't know, because guess what else we don't know? We don't know what's going to be happening to Donald Trump between now and November. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Brian, after him losing the immunity appeal in the D.C. Circuit, and I do not believe the Supreme Court will take the case. I don't think there's anything in that opinion that is controversial enough to make the Supreme Court have to take the case. I think it's a pretty cut and dry decision. And so that means Donald Trump's going to go on trial for the January 6th events this spring, probably in May. And we don't know, but I tell you this, it's going to be, as I predicted during the primary, a very ugly trial where it's going to be allies of Donald Trump who are testifying against him. Mark Meadows testifying against him. Members of his campaign team testifying against him. And so what's going to happen when you have two such flawed candidates in Trump and Biden is flawed because of their age, flawed because of their personal conduct. There are going to be more surprises between now and November. Right. And I don't think any of us can predict what's going to happen between now and November.
What would Reagan do is the name of your book. What would Reagan recognize? Would Reagan recognize this type of conundrum that both political parties are in right now?
He wouldn't. He wouldn't understand why they were acting the way they're acting, why they won't work with each other on anything, even something as important, universally important as fixing our border situation, universally important as dealing with our debt, universally important as making sure that America remains the strongest power in the world. Ronald Reagan would not understand holding up aid to Ukraine. He wouldn't understand holding up aid to Israel. He wouldn't understand any of that. And I'll tell you what else he wouldn't understand. He wouldn't understand not standing up for the truth. You know, I write in the book, one of the chapters is about when Ronald Reagan stood up to the John Birch Society in the 1960s, which was a very difficult, racially challenged and anti-Semitic group that had a lot of influence in the Republican Party in the mid-1960s. And the only two people who stood up were Ronald Reagan and William F. Buckley. And they did it together, and they changed the direction of our party, and as a result changed the direction of the country. Ronald Reagan knew that standing up for what was right isn't always easy. But if you want to be a true patriot, it's what you need to do.
All right, go to Amazon. Is it out now?
It is. It was out this Tuesday.
All right.
So you can go out and get it. And I'll tell you this, Brian. It's a book that I think is written in a way that Brian Kilmeade would really like. There are
simple
life lessons in every one of these chapters.
Right. Thank you. I love that stuff. Governor, we've got to have you on television, too. Governor Chris Christie.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Congratulations. What
would
Reagan
you,
do? Life lessons from the last great president. Appreciate it. Back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
In a crisis, your number one need is food. Because when things go sideways, it's always one of the first things to sell out. But if you wait to stock up, all you'll find at the grocery store are crowds of desperate people and empty shelves. That's why FEMA and the Red Cross say you need at least 72 hours of non-perishable food. But here's the good news. For Patriots, the Trusted Preparedness Company is offering listeners of this station a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. But when you act quickly and buy one kit, you will get two more kits absolutely free. That's three kits for the price of one, $58 in free food. Go to freefood4.com. That's freefood4.com. This deal won't last. Go to freefood4.com now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
First responders in Tennessee going above and beyond the call of duty to help the elderly makes today's Dean's List. Police in Gallatin got a distress call from a 72-year-old resident whose heat was out during a freezing cold spell in her area. Sergeant Woodard got a team of officers together and made phone calls to try and help. A company that provides firewood stepped in and made sure the woman could keep warm for several days. Meantime, word started to spread throughout the community with more folks wanting to help, including a construction business whose owner came out to her home to assess why the heat wasn't working. As it turns out, all that needed to be replaced was the breaker system, and the senior could now turn up her thermostat. Thanks to all those who stepped in and worked together to help someone in need. That's a good example of how kindness can truly spread like sunshine. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. While it's still experimental, a recent study shows how gene therapy can restore the hearing of kids born with inherited deafness. The children in the research all had deafness caused by mutations in a gene involved in transferring sound to the brain. Through surgery, doctors in the U.S. and China were able to place a working copy of the damaged gene into their inner ear. Five of the six kids in China saw massive improvements after roughly half a year. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia revealing similar results in an 11-year-old patient there. The World Health Organization says roughly 34 million kids around the globe are deaf or have hearing loss, with genes responsible for up to 60% of those cases. In the future, doctors hope to advance this research to help more kids born with inherited deafness and potentially target other genes that cause different types of hearing loss. The study published in the journal The Lancet. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engine throttling up, 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
No other is Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Bottom of the hour, Julian Epstein. He served as chief counsel of the House Judiciary Committee and staff director of the House Oversight Committee for the Democrats, 96 to 2001. He's been laying it out, being very honest, less partisan. He obviously is hoping for Joe Biden to be successful. But his take on the documents that were released last night, the Robert Hur report, I really got to get it. Because word is behind the scenes that Democrats are beginning to panic. They don't know how to get rid of Joe. They can't turn to Kamala. But if the polling starts showing them losing to Trump by 10, what do they do then? All right, Brian Kilmeade Show. Then after that, 1-866-408-7669. We'll take your calls and much more in store.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Ammon. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793. The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
President Biden, something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation. That's
how
totally
bad is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak. That's
what your memory has gotten worse, Mr. President?
My memory is not good. My memory is fine.
Almost no one believes that. And what he said later in the press conference, mistaking the Egyptian president as a Mexican president, reinforced the worries even his biggest supporter has to have. Julian Epstein served as chief counsel for the House Judiciary Committee and staff director of the House Oversight Committee for Democrats from 96 to 2001. Julian, welcome back. Can you put in perspective what we witnessed yesterday and the report that was released yesterday by Robert Hur?
Yeah, Brian, good morning. Thank you for having me again. It's a pleasure to be with you. And also in the introduction, one could mention that I voted for Joe Biden. It was a bad day for Biden yesterday. Special counsel Robert Hur made clear that Biden had engaged in conduct that could be regarded as criminal, namely the removal of classified information, the placement of that classified information for years in unsecured locations in places like his garage, and then the sharing of that information related to that classified information with people, reporters, biographers, and so on. The section of the law that he is being investigated under is the Espionage Act, and subsection F which would creates criminal liability if someone engages in that conduct in a way that can be classified as grossly negligent.
Right.
And given that this information was very sensitive and involved issues like Afghanistan and very important foreign affairs matters and was placed in his garage, you have Hunter Biden, who is looking to monetize the name of his father and his father's business as vice president and potentially maybe even earlier a senator. Somebody could classify that as grossly negligent. And so it's serious conduct. It's very, very serious conduct. And if the law is to mean anything, you have to ask yourself, why would the president be getting a pass on that kind of conduct? Now, what Robert Kerr, the special counsel, said was, I'm going to give Joe Biden a senior's mulligan on this, namely that the president is under diminished capacity and we don't think a jury would find him we think a jury might find him as sympathetic given that diminished capacity, and we think that would be a hard case to prosecute. That's an interesting theory about whether
should it be in that report
case or not.
I'm watching other channels, Julian. They say, well, that is somebody who's putting their opinion ahead of a legal document. Does not belong in that report. Do you believe it belonged in that report?
Well, it's the argument that the left is making is it is a gratuitous slap at the president in an attempt to do him reputational damage. I think Robert Hur, the special counsel, would argue it was the reason why he declined to prosecute. And if it is the reason, it spells out in the Justice Department regulations that a special counsel in making a recommendation to the attorney general as to whether or not to prosecute shall provide the reasons. If they decline to prosecute, the reason should be provided. So I think at best the left could argue it's a gray area, but I don't think they're going to get anywhere with that argument. I think what the president did last night in coming out and doing the press conference, which I think a lot of his staff said he had to do given how damaging the part about the president's diminished capacity in the report was he sort of did himself a lot of harm. It was not a good night. And I think a lot of people looked at that press conference and said, again, I'm saying this is somebody who voted for Biden and who's been a Democrat all his life.
Right.
I think a lot of people said the emperor's not wearing any clothes. This is on people's minds. It's showing up in the polling. This is not the first time this issue has come up. It's come up through the entirety of Mr. Biden's presidency, referring to the deceased congresswoman. The other day, the mixing up of the French president Mitterrand, who has passed, as everyone knows, in 1996. Where I assume what the president was talking about was Macron. I meant to say it was Macron. And then he sort of comes out of the press conference and he's speaking about the situation in Israel. And he says, well, as I've been trying to encourage the president of Mexico, when he meant Egypt. So I think he did himself a lot of harm and sort of just underscored the point that most voters feel that he doesn't have the mental capacity to be president in a second term. We should be very clear about this. This is not about age. There are plenty of people who are in their 80s who are at the top of their game. And you and I could, you and I could probably list a dozen of them. They're at the top of their game. Geraldo Rivera, one of your former colleagues, for example, I think he's 82. He's sharp as a tack. You may agree or disagree with him, but he's very sharp. And there's lots of people in their 80s that are sharp. This is not about age.
Can I read you a quote from the report? It says, Mr. Biden's memory also appeared to have significant limitations, both at the time he spoke to his co-author in 2017, as evidenced by the recorded conversations, and today, as evidenced by his recorded interview with our office. Biden recorded conversation with his co-author from 2017 are often painfully slow, with Biden struggling to remember events and straining at times to read and relay his own notes. In his interview with our office, Biden's memory was worse. He did not remember when he was vice president, forgetting the first day of the interview when his term ended, and forgetting on the second day of the interview when his term began. He did not remember even within several years when his son Beau died. Wow.
Well, let me tell you why it's relevant, again, to the criticism about the left is making that this shouldn't be in the report. I mean, one of the things a special counsel has to do is determine the president's state of mind. And was this activity, the removal of the classified information, and then the continued retention, did he have criminal intent? And if the president can't recall sort of just basic events, it's hard for the special counsel to make determinations about the president's state of mind. So that's the first point. The second point is, you know, is this just sort of Washington, you know, beltway chatter that's not significant for any policy or to the national interest of the country, or is this something that's more serious? You know, the first time this really became very bothersome to me, Brian, was during the disastrous pullout of Afghanistan, which was catastrophic. And the president was asked if all of his senior military advisors agreed that there should be a complete pullout, or whether, as I had advocated at the time, we should leave a skeletal military force in Afghanistan of about 5,000 trainers, people to particularly help with the Afghan Air Force. And the president said all of his senior military staff agreed that there should be a complete pullout. Well, when those senior military staff were asked to testify before Congress, they all testified quite the opposite. They said their views had been, and they had recommended to the president that they keep a skeletal force of about 3,000 to 5,000. And I think if that had done, you wouldn't have seen Afghanistan fall. I think the government would have maintained.
And no one even talks, Julian, about those three generals, including a Secretary of Defense, saying the president was wrong. We recommended. We told him this could happen. He said not one told me it could happen. So I'm thinking to himself, he's covering his butt. You're saying you think he might have just a mental lapse.
Well, you don't know, but the mainstream media was unbelievably irresponsible in not following up on that, because that has huge implications for our national security and the situation in the Mid East and near Asia. And so the fact that there is such a disconnect here between what the president believed and what the senior military officials were testifying has huge national security implications. And if the president isn't able to, you know, to take in that information and analyze it as it seemed, because this was an interview that occurred a month after the pullout.
That's the 25th Amendment. Julian Epstein, that's the 25th Amendment. If you have generals and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying, we tell the president he does not remember from conversation to conversation, and judging by this report in 2017, he was also not making much sense, you have an ability. You had no problem turning on Trump. So on everything, and if you didn't do it publicly, you did it privately, and it leaked out in the Washington Post. But you have a guy here pulling out troops out of Afghanistan. He's forgetting your recommendations. You do it anyway. It's the worst disaster ever. And the billions of equipment we leave behind is now being used in Gaza. So the ripple effects are unbelievable. I want you to hear what he said yesterday about the latest hotspot. Cut 10.
I'm of the view, as you know, that the conduct of the response in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip, has been over the top.
First off, he just made major news. He now agrees with the Arab Street that the response has been over the top, even though using Hamas figures to talk about the casualties. So that made news. Now let's listen.
Did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side. I've been pushing really hard to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza. There are a lot of innocent people who are starving, a lot of innocent people who are in
trouble. So what we missed there is he came out, we ate through it, maybe we'll cue it up again, where he said, I called the Mexican president, al-Sisi, instead of the Egyptian president, al-Sisi. Why would you be calling Mexico in the Middle East?
Yeah, I mean, that is troublesome. And look, I'm not just trying to dump on him. As I said, I voted for him, but I find this stuff very disturbing. I mean, the most disturbing thing about the press conference to me was not the mistake or the confusion over Mexico versus Egypt, which is very troubling, but the first clip that you played, which is claiming that Israel's response has been over the top. I mean, this is the kind of mixed messaging that is very, very damaging to, in my opinion, to our national security. It is the kind of mixed messaging we've seen on the Israeli matter since the beginning. And it is exactly the kind of thing that gives Hamas and the fascist Nazis that you have in the, I mean, they are as they there is no difference between Hamas and the Nazis of Germany and Adolf Hitler.
Just ask the hostages.
It is the same ideology. It is the same racist 11th century ideology that it's unbelievable to me that the left, many people on the left, find themselves in the same company with. But the position of the United States has been that Hamas has got to be defeated in an unconditional and clear and resounding way, and they have to be purged from Gaza.
And the president, our number one ally, just had no problem.
Our number one ally. Yeah. So if not, they will just reassemble and they will wait for the next October 7th. And if you don't believe me on that, listen to them. They have said it. So the position of the United States is that Hamas has got to be uncategorically defeated and purged. And so when the president says things like, well, the response has been over the top, and what does that mean? Because Hamas has not been defeated and Hamas has not been purged.
Right. So I got you. I'm up against a break. So if he's incompetent and can't continue, who's going to tell him? And then what did the Democratic Party do? What do you think their options are, since Kamala would probably do just as badly from the Democratic perspective as Biden?
Well, this is the problem with groupthink and cowardice and not being willing to say what is obvious. I mean, I think more Democrats should say the president shouldn't be running. I've been saying that for a year. There are plenty of other candidates out there. I don't think it's Gavin Newsom. I think he would be a very weak candidate. But I think there are people like Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, the governor of Pennsylvania, who is very strong. He's very centrist. He's been for things like school choice. I think he's a guy who could have mass appeal. There are plenty of people on the bench, but it won't happen until people grow a set and say what needs to be said, which is that the obvious, which people all know, but they don't want to say it publicly or on camera or on the Brian Kilmeade radio show.
That is to say Joe's got to go.
I don't think he should be running. My personal opinion, he should not be running for a second term.
Julian Epstein, thanks so much.
Yeah, Brian, pleasure to be with you.
All right, 1-866-408-7669. I know you have a lot to say. You've been listening to a lot. It's coming at you fast and furious. Plus, Super Bowl Sunday around the corner. Don't move.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
When disaster hits and the power goes out, are you going to be one of the victims or are you going to be prepared? Traditional generators are noisy, stationary, and require expensive gasoline, making them potentially dangerous. That's why I created the Patriot Power Generator from Four Patriots. Now when the power goes out, you'll be ready, using the endless free power of the sun to power your lights, TV, medical equipment, and even your fridge. And unlike gas generators, the Patriot Power Generator is fume-free, portable, and completely silent, so it's perfectly safe to use indoors. And it never needs gas. Ever. Go to PatriotPower6.com to learn more. That's PatriotPower, the number 6.com. With the recent storms, we've had to double production to keep up with demand, so order now while we still have stock. Order today and we'll include a free solar panel plus free shipping. Go to PatriotPower6.com now. That's PatriotPower6.com.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
General Milley, it's your testimony that you recommended 2,500 troops approximately stay in Afghanistan?
As I've said many times before this committee and other committees, I don't share my personal recommendations to the president, but I can tell you my personal opinion and my assessment if that's what you want.
Yes, please.
Yes, my assessment was... back in the fall of 20, and it remained consistent throughout, that we should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that, in order to move toward a negotiated, gated solution.
Did you ever present that assessment personally to President Biden?
I don't discuss exactly what my conversations are with the sitting president in the Oval Office, but I can tell you what my personal opinion was, and I'm okay. Always candid.
So think about this. He says he's got his hand in the Bible. He already destroyed Trump and was the secret source for all these other tell-all books behind the scenes about how crazy Trump is, and called China to tell him we're not going to start a war with you. So Joe Biden comes in and just totally ignores his advice and then says, I never got that advice. Remember what Joe Biden said to George Stephanopoulos.
Your top military advisors warned against withdrawing on this timeline. They wanted you to keep about 2,500 troops.
No, they didn't. It was split. That wasn't true. That wasn't true.
They didn't tell you that they wanted troops to stay?
No, not in terms of whether we were going to get out in a time frame all troops. They didn't argue against that.
So no one told your military advisors did not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years. We can do that. We can continue to do that.
No one said that to me that I can recall.
So that's the point that Ari Fleischer made a couple of days ago, and I thought, well, I was kind of giving him an out there that he just can't physically remember, mentally remember. But after reading this report, after hearing this spoken about, and seeing him four times in the last 5 days, from Helmut Kohl ridiculous statement to Mitterrand statement, to unable to remember the word Hamas, to yesterday confusing the Mexico president and the president of Egypt. Now, maybe the general made the recommendation he does it anyway. At which time, General Milley, put your hand up and do what you're going to do with Trump. 25th Amendment, baby. I don't want the biggest disaster in American history. Instead, blow up at Abbey Gate. People die.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.